Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
One way.
Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it. Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your pussy. What?
Mike Q. competition, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to
Driver,
the sounds
of DJ Mike Q. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up, 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 roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, work. Study, study, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Life. Put out the box, listen to me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches. Take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do. How I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please. Don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
And
it goes,
I'm the
touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you gotta fish, don't touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you, hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you gotta fish, don't touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the daddy, We'll be right back. Icon pioneer Larry Ebony presents the 24 karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24 karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters versus Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to Walk for the 3000. Mini grants include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's the privileged one, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball, Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness, 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Long Vang and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash. $1,000 best dress. $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European. $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10. $1,000 Femme Queen Face. And $1,000 Femme Queen Performance. $500 Performance. $500 Legendary Performance. $500 Legendary Runway. $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500 Twister. $500 Legendary Realness. $500 Butch Queen and Drag. Face. Your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beat Maestro, the Legendary, Vonalore. Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin, Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin, Jay-Z Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball. Richmond, we will see you June 14th. 2014.
You thinking of paying it? Forget about it.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grams include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500, and a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and you'll send the call out, 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 send.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I'm adjusting my mic. My allergies are fucking with me today. How's everyone doing out there in Radio Land? Here goes the messages. Girl, I'm always, you know, guaranteed to get messages from you, and I just don't know if I can take you serious. You have trouble getting, really? Is that what the problem is? Maybe I need you to be my coach. Maybe you can help me. How much will you charge me? Is that what it is? Oh, wow. Thank you. But I'm so glad that you're listening with all that feedback. Anyway, I'll make sure I get to the point. Tonight's topic is foolishness and fuckery. Joan. Really? Is that what you're doing, too? You giving all that? I can pay you with lubricants and iPhone chargers because my shit is always breaking. Stop trying to do so much as you're doing the show or listening to the show. All right. Hello, Radio Land, and how's everyone doing out there? Hello, chat room, as you guys are all tuning in. Hello, Mr. Man and everyone out there. Hello, Facebook groups. We don't have no events coming up this weekend. If we do, I don't know anything about it because, you know, they're not paid for promotion. If you guys have an event coming up and would like to promote your event on radio, ballroom radio, hit me up at Tenzer Chops. I'm sorry, hit me up directly on inbox me or Facebook me or text me or something like that so we can get your commercial on the air and you'll be able to promote within our groups and people can talk about it and we could be on the air right now saying, hey, this ball is coming up this weekend. Next ball we do look forward to is the Purge in Washington, D.C., Memorial Day weekend. That is the next event that we have coming up. So everyone be prepared for that. Tonight, foolishness and fuckery and all that bullshit that was going on today. You guys really know how to build the topic up. All that bullshit and personal feelings that was happening today within the group, all because somebody gave their opinion last night on how they felt. A lot of people took it personal. So tonight, we're not going to just give opinions. We're just going to state facts and get to the point. And all the subliminals and stuff can come to an end. And everyone that has so much to say within the group, maybe we need to pause the group and not allow anyone to type in the group. And maybe you guys would come on the air, have enough balls and guts to come on the air and say what the fuck you have to say so everybody can get it out of their system. I was going to have a final read session tonight, but I really didn't want to do that because I know Jason is doing a reading session next week, and I didn't want it to kind of mix up with everyone, I mean with the show next week. So I was going to have like a reading session tonight where people can just call in and read, but make it that final read. Make that final statement that you have to say to everyone or whoever and get it out your fucking system and don't say it again. I truly believe that if you say it once, that's all that needs to be said. I guess that's the old school in me. Just say it one fucking time. You will remember that I fucking said it and it's done with. And there's no need to even come back. And if you do come back, I still said what the fuck I had to say, and you're going to remember what I said. Like I'm saying this right now. All y'all bitches that are so caught up in your feelings, this game ain't for you. Stop being so fucking caught up in your feelings. It's not that fucking serious. Jesus. Like, I mean, serious. Like, why are you so caught up when someone says something and you take it so fucking personal? That doesn't make any sense. It's too much really going on in the real world to take what somebody says on a radio show or on Facebook so personal. Damn. It don't make no sense. All right, let me bring every fucking body on the air. Sitting next to me is Joelle. Hi, Joelle. How are you?
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I told you my seat had pins and needles on it. Who did that? What's going on?
I don't know. Y'all got to tell me what's going on. Because, you know, I don't be really wanting to read all that shit. But when they be tagging me, i.e. Mona, and then my phone be vibrating and shit.
And I know your phone was going.
She's not between my legs, but I'm getting all this vibration and shit like that. I'm not enjoying that type of vibration. Not the phone vibration. I mean, seriously, come on. It doesn't make any sense to me. Every 5 minutes vibrating about some bullshit that's going on. Chill, please.
It was just, today just became like this whole reading session. Like, it was just read. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to all the reading. And I'm going to make this announcement to right now. This is how we're going to do it. If y'all bitches sit here and cut me off, I'm going to mute everyone except you and read the fuck out of you. That's what I'm going to do. So do not cut me off. Do not cut no one off. If you cut someone off, I'm going to have somebody read. I'm going to mute that person. I'm going to mute everybody and let that person read you. That's how we're going to play all this foolishness and fuckery like we're in fucking kindergarten. That's what we're going to do tonight. Calvin, you're on the air.
Ooh. Hi, Desmond.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Joelle?
Hi, Calvin.
So let's
and
get
also
started.
The special effects, we need to make sure we control our special effects. I know in the beginning it's kind of hard to figure them out, but eventually we will remember who are the ones that have the special effects, and we will get through them early in the game so we don't have to hear it all night long. Jason, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you, lovely lady?
Jason, what was up with that picture, honey, that you're sitting there drinking wine and all the rest of that bullshit?
It's that kind of night.
Hey, Jason.
That picture looks like it was taken in the daytime.
Mm-mm. That's just how bright my living room is. I can take another one right now. Bottle still full. I bought two bottles because I knew where this night might go. So I said, a bitch needs two bottles of wine.
There's a lot of hands up tonight.
The first lady, Miss Millie, is sitting in her seat. Hey, Joelle, you like it over there?
Hey, Jason.
You comfortable?
Oh, no, I was uncomfortable.
You comfortable on the left side of Jasmine?
Was it you that put that on my seat, darling?
Mm-mm, no, boo, I don't do voodoo.
Did you call him the first lady Millie?
I am Millie. I said Miss Millie is here, the first lady. Hey, Calvin, how are you, boo?
Fine. Hey,
it's
Jason.
It's too much shit. It's too much fucking shade going on already.
That's not cute.
Wrong,
Calvin knows,
wrong
Calvin knows
song,
I love
but
him.
Wrong song,
don't
but I needed to hear that. We could already tell, Jason, that you had a little bit too much to drink.
I have
slow it down.
Yet. This glass is still full.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Take me to church.
Michi, you're on the air.
What? Hell yes, I'm on the motherfucking air. What's up? What's going on, Jasmine? I'm feeling a little better now. You know,
hey,
still,
son.
Everybody off today. Like, what was
Jasmine,
going on
you already
today
know my that dilemma. You already had to tell me when I was like, okay, let's end the call.
Hey, Michi.
There y'all go, talking over each other, there y'all go.
Let me do that.
Michi, what's going on, baby?
What's up, Joelle? How are you doing?
What's up, baby?
What's up, Stevie J? How you doing?
Hi, Michi.
Hey, Calvin, how are you doing, Jocelyn?
Oh, man.
I'm doing good. How are you, baby? You know, I'm doing good. You didn't think Mimi was going to come through this season. I'm here, baby. What's
yes, God.
All right, yeah, hold on a second. Let me get to everybody. Justin, special effects, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Justin?
I'm fine. How are you doing tonight?
Justin, be happy, though. You're not the only one with special effects tonight, so, you know.
Okay, leave Erica alone.
I guess
alone.
You're joining your... Yeah, it's really a mess.
I have love of hip-hop names for everybody tonight.
I got two of them, so I got to make sure that I'm going to the right one. Laura, is this you?
Hello.
Hey, Laura.
Hello. What's up?
She killed me with that. How are you, Laura?
I'm fine. You know, whatever. Look, okay, let me just go ahead and get this. Let me just answer this. Okay, because I see where this is going already. Okay, look. I'm not going to be with all this fake shit, so I might as well get this off my chest right now. So, to all you girls that was in there tagging me and all that bullshit, I didn't say nothing to, and if you notice, I didn't say not one word the whole day in that group. Because it was a whole bunch of foolishness. I'm the one who brought up Calvin's name yesterday, last night, when I was trying to figure out who was Jason talking about the cast people. So I brought up Calvin's name. So I had said, well, y'all kicked Calvin off the show. And then that's when y'all rebuttal and blah, blah, blah. We keyed a little bit, and then we kept it moving. So then I wake up today with a whole bunch of tagging and, oh, girl, Laura, look what you started, Laura, blah, blah, blah. What did I start? Because, I mean, y'all girls get into y'all feelings too much. I don't get it. Y'all getting y'all feelings on Facebook to say, why do y'all get in y'all feelings so much? I don't understand it.
Let me get everybody on
real quick, and then we will go to them. Hold on. Becky, you're on the air.
Oh my God! Put our own intro music.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Becky, what was that song? Because I didn't understand it.
Oh, you ain't understand? Oh, hold on. I'm gonna give you an anointing here. Hold on.
Oh Lord.
Fix it, Jesus. Yes, we need a little bit of that tonight. We may need you to go into song, Michi. We may need you to give us a tune tonight. Prada, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
What up, Prada?
Hey.
Hey, Prada.
Yes, puss.
Hey, Prada. Hey.
Hey, Prada pussy.
One more. Devin, you're on the air.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Devin.
Hey.
Hey, Subway.
What's going on, darling?
No, he's doing more track now, so he's not Subway anymore.
Ooh.
That is very much true.
Well, he can still be Subway working out.
I know that's right.
That is true.
Hold on one more time. It's a packed house tonight. Mika, you're on the air.
I was requested. You know what I'm
just come through.
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Hey, Mika.
Hey, Mika.
Baby, the dolls are here.
Okay, whoever has all that static on their phone that keeps going in and out, I think it was in the top three people. No, I don't think it was Justin. The top three people.
It is.
I'm telling you, when you brought him on, it was static.
Becky, you finna get red, bitch.
All I have to say is you were checking before me.
Whoever came after Michi or before Michi, that's who it was.
All right, well, this is what I want y'all to do. So we can hear everyone clearly. If you have a background, if you have, you're on speaker, if you have a, you're sitting next to a fan because you're fucking hot, Mute your phone. If you're washing your sneakers in your dishwasher, mute your phone. Just do all that stuff and mute your phone, and then come on when we talk. Now, for everybody else that's out there, we will get to you guys shortly. Tonight's topic is foolishness and fuckery, and we are basically going to kind of pick up where we left off last night and go into tonight's topic, plus a whole bunch of other stuff I do want to talk about, but this is where we're going right now. To bring everyone up to date, Jason made a statement last night on the show about people, and I still hear static. I mean, I hear background noise. So mute your phone. Okay. Still the same shit. Am I the only one that hears the fan blowing in somebody's ear?
I hear it too, and I'm about to start fucking reading in a minute, bitch. Like, Jasmine just said what the fuck she said, so we find out who it is. Get the fuck up off the phone, like, seriously.
She said what she said.
I don't say okay, I said what I said. No.
Okay, so whoever, I think they did mute their phone. Okay,
Jasmine.
I think they muted it.
Jasmine.
It's not you, Jasmine. It's not you.
Just do me a favor and mute me until you, like, if you do a round table, because I can say whatever I have to say in a few minutes or less. Because, like, I'm cool or whatever, so.
Okay. Well, it's not you. You sound clear right now. So I don't think it's you. All right. So bottom line is last night Jason made a statement, and his statement was that sometimes people sit on Tuesday night show, whatever, whatever, and then they disappear. Whatever, people are not consistent with the shows, and they sit on a Wednesday, whatever, whatever. An open thing, he wasn't talking about no one directly. It was open. A lot of the people last night kind of kikied about it, and they thought that he was talking about maybe J-Rock, maybe he was talking about Calvin, maybe he was talking about Joel, maybe he was talking about Shamika, maybe he was talking about people who are just not consistent every week. So, because of that, earlier this morning or afternoon, everybody started tagging Laura, started tagging other people on Jason, who are you talking about? And people started taking it fucking offensively. Why are you so offensive? Why are you taking it so personal when it comes to this? And then only to find out in the afternoon that everybody talked about it one-on-one, and it was all pretty much, I guess, squashed or whatever. If you guys are going to take it so fucking personal, why the fuck talk one-on-one about it? Either talk one-on-one about it before you take it so fucking personal, and like Laura said, bringing it all over fucking Facebook and tagging everybody in it. So now, even though y'all fucking talked about it one-on-one and y'all squashed it, I still want to fucking talk about it. I don't care if y'all talked about it and squashed it and everything is good. No. Let's talk about it now. So I'm going to start from the top to the bottom. Calvin, why did you take it so fucking personal? What happened?
Okay, well, firstly, when I heard what he had said last night, you know, the first person, of course, I thought was me. You know, I'm not, fuck the whole, why did you take it personal shit. Like, it's just how I felt. Y'all know I'm a sensitive bitch, so I felt that way. I put a picture in the room because at first I was going to pay it. But I was strolling through and I seen somebody had put the picture up, and I said, you know what, haha, I'm going to put it in the room. Brooklyn came on the picture and was like, Jason Bridges, ooh. So I'm not going to sit there and be like, no, I didn't do it because of him. What would be the point? So Jason said what he said. Then I said what I said. And was basically saying, okay, if you felt the need to come for me, like, pretty much why? Like, and the backup that I didn't get kicked off the show, I didn't get put off the show, I came to Jasmine with, matter of fact, well, I can't say a letter, but I wrote her and I told her why I was not returning to the show. I didn't see why it was anybody else's business. That's why I was really upset about it. And then not to mention, there was other times when I was on the radio that I felt shaded by many people. Yes, I said by Jason and his minions, and two motherfuckers called feelings. That's not my problem. If I did not name you, I was not talking to you. And then there was one person in particular who tried to make it seem like I was coming for Laura. By no means. I know what Laura said. I listened to the fucking show my goddamn self. I know what he said. So.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to because for some reason, I understand what you're saying, but it's kind of not, I'm not really understanding. Okay, look, I'm the one who brought up your name. No one even read you on the show last night. Actually, they came to your defense when they said, no, we did not kick him off the show. I said, well, yes, y'all did. Y'all did kick him off the show or whatever. I said, and then that's when Jasmine said, well, he wasn't really part of Tea Party Cast. She said that you were part of the Wednesday show. I said, no, he was part of the Tea Party Cast. So they explained everything to me, and then we moved on from that. So what I don't understand is where did you translate any part of that conversation from yesterday for you to be in your feelings today? That's where I'm trying to understand.
Now, I will say this, and I'm not putting names out there. The first thing that I woke up to was, you was mentioned on the show last night. So when I listen to the show, like I said, there's no need to put names out there because I don't
know.
See, that's what I'm saying. I hate when the third party girl
I said when I woke up this morning, I listened to the show, and I didn't say I was listening last night. I said I listened to the show, and I heard my name. But the only reason that I listened to the show was because the person, matter of fact, I don't have to lie. I can screenshot and send it to Jasmine just so she know I'm not lying. But that's when I went on, and
okay.
I was like, well, just let me listen.
By
no means was I saying I felt like he read me. I felt that he was coming for me or talking about me. The way that he said it, it was like, you know, I just feel that people going to leave one night show. They got their own special agenda and all this. Like, we was just trying to use Jasmine or use her to get up on, you know. In reality, I really wanted to be part of the cast because I did listen. I listened to damn near almost every archived episode. I look up to Jasmine. I love Kelly. I wanted to be part of this show so bad. I got like 10 audition tapes that I didn't even send. I only sent the one because I didn't think the other ones were funny or good enough. So when it was told to me like that, like, I mean, when he said that, it was just like, damn, no. Like, and it felt like it was coming straight for me because who else, I don't remember nobody else being on the Tuesday night cast and then leaving to go on the Wednesday night cast and then not showing up for days and then coming back. But every fucking time that I did that, this is why I was mad, because it was like it wasn't even his business. Because every time that I didn't come on, I found a way to tell Jasmine, whether it was my phone was fucked up, whether my computer was fucked up, or whether I just wasn't feeling good. I found a way, and that's what pissed me off the most.
Can I answer Jack now?
Hold on, Jason. No, not yet, Jason. Not yet.
Jasmine, but see, that's... Wait,
Jason,
I just want to say this.
Let him say what he has to say.
Okay, I'm just going to write notes.
Jasmine, I'm sorry, though. My question is still not is being answered. I'm asking what exactly was said yesterday for him to be his feelings, because nobody said anything about him in a derogatory way. Nobody said
answer the question. The reason that I felt the way that I felt was because of what he said, and I thought it was about me. Yes, me and him talk, which y'all say y'all not trying to hear, we cleared the air. And like I said, it was from other times. Also, most of the anger was from other times. This incident wasn't even huge. It wasn't even big enough for me to actually feel some type of way. I'm an introvert. I don't go and just share my feelings, tell people how the fuck I feel. I usually hold that shit in, and it builds the fuck up. Yes, I even told Jason and his...
Okay. All right, mute your phone, Calvin, because I think your phone is giving the feedback.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do anybody understand what I'm saying? Because if anybody was on the show last night,
I completely understand.
I'm getting irked because I don't like when girls like to take something out of context. If you open your ears and listen, and you said if you heard the show and you said you listened to the show, if you listen and open your ears from the point your name was introduced when I brought it up to the point we were done, who said any derogatory thing about you saying that, oh, and you keep saying you assume. Stop making assumptions and take what it is. Take what we said exactly for what it is. I don't have to speak in code. Jason don't have to speak in code. Don't no one has to speak in code. If we say, if we were to say Calvin, the reason you got put out for the show and Jason was about to read you because he felt like that you don't call into the show and blah blah blah. That if Jason would have said your name and blah blah blah, then okay. He did never said your name in any of that. So what I don't understand is why were you still in your feelings at any point? But from what I'm getting is that somebody told you third party, and then you listened to the show, and you didn't really listen because somebody told you third party, if you really asked me. That's why I'm really thinking that what happened, and I think that's late on your behalf. And I'm just saying.
And see, that's what you choose to believe. Then believe it. But like I told you, I'm about to fucking send a screenshot to Jasmine. I was told.
Yeah,
and then
too.
I went on. I was told
go ahead and send the screenshot because I guarantee everything. I know who sent you that message.
Sure, and I do
guarantee that I can too.
And I do.
Please send me the screenshot. Please.
I just feel
now.
Please, because I want to know.
That. No, it's not about who wants to know. It's just about Calvin. Send me the fucking screenshot now. Where the hell did you go? I typed your name wrong. Bear with me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Send me the screenshot now to Calvin. Don't be sitting there. I'm putting you on mute. Send me the message now because, you know, I know you're sitting there jumping. I knew it. I fucking knew it. Hold on. Let me look at this. Okay. What? Really? Okay, hold on.
The only person that could have done that was Bishop or Chad. Let me be quiet before I even go here.
It was me. Yeah.
It was who?
It was me.
Shamika?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was one of your sisters. It was one of your sisters, Laura.
It was who?
It was one of your sisters.
Okay, so Hold on a second. Hold the fuck on. Who is this typing in blue? Is that you, Calvin?
Yeah.
Really? This is what you say? Damn, how she know Jasmine's fat, musty ass probably told her?
Ooh.
Are you really trying it?
Whoa.
Are you?
Well, let me pour me another glass. Oh, how you doing?
Damn, you should have revised that like Lil Tank Tito. Shit, you should have revised that shit if you said that, baby.
Calvin, you wanna try that again? What was all that about?
Why you need to try it again?
There was no need to try it again.
So Calvin, this is what you feel.
How does it feel? Hold on, y'all. I'm warned up. I told you.
You sit there. See, this is the fucking problem. Now, you already know where this is going. So if I were you, you might as well mute. Wait a minute, Jasmine.
If I couldn't let have, you can't let have either. No, ma'am.
But in my Effie White voice, what about me?
Hold the fuck on.
Don't get annoyed now. I'm going to believe y'all know how I fucking do. But this is about me, Jasmine.
Are we going to get to you, but I have to get past my fat, musty ass. That's what we have to get past right now. Calvin, I mean, mute you, Jason, I'm sorry. Justin, I'm sorry. Laura, I'm sorry. Joel, I'm sorry. Calvin, it's me and you. So you sit here and you say you got so much respect for me, but I'm a fat, musty ass, probably toe, Jason. What the fuck is that? Where's the respect? You and Miss Motherfucking Shady McGrady. That's what the fucking problem is. Where personally, I know that y'all are like two tears in a motherfucking bucket. And I'm about to kick both of y'all out the motherfucking room because I'm so sick and tired of every time there's a post, who's reporting the post? Shady McGrady. I said this to Kelly. Kelly said it to me. Every time somebody's posting something, it's being reported, and it shows us who's reporting these posts, and it's motherfucking Shady McGrady. And y'all two are two tears in a motherfucking bucket that got so much to fucking say. Now, you have so much respect for me, but yet you're calling me a fat, musty ass. Really? Have you been around me to know what the fuck I smell like?
Nah.
Then why would you even attempt to disrespect somebody who has been by your side? And I never said anything to motherfucking Jason about you. All I said is Jake Calvin will not be a part of the show. Calvin sent me an email, an inbox stating that he did not want to be on the show anymore. That's all I fucking said. Everybody that knows me knows that I do not, and I repeat, do not ever spill tea about anything that somebody tells me in confidentiality. They want me to be confident, whatever I'm saying. Y'all know what the fuck I mean. Everybody knows that a fucking about me. So for you to sit here and be caught up in your feelings, everybody, the reason why Calvin is not on the fucking show is because he takes things too damn personal. And I told him a long time ago when he started, Tuesday is not the night for you, Calvin, because you take it too personal. Sit on a Wednesday, share your story, share your intelligence. That's where you would fit more in. So, yes, Laura, that's where it was. He was not a part of Tuesday night's cast. He was a part of the panelists on Wednesday because he was not strong enough to sit with the motherfucking girls on a Tuesday fucking night. So how dare, they don't even want to hear. You know what? I don't even play with being disrespected by someone I really don't even know. So you're being muted right now too, Calvin. There is no reason to even hear you any fucking more. Let's clarify something really quickly. Jason was not talking about Calvin last night. That is you caught up in your motherfucking emotions. He was not even fucking thinking about you. No one is thinking about you, Calvin. Can you understand that? Get that through your skull. And how dare you call me fat, musty ass when if you look in the motherfucking mirror and take a deep breath, you're speaking about your fucking self. Don't fucking try me. I'm too nice to your motherfucking girls. Fuck you too, bitch. How dare you? I will make this whole show about you being so miserable. You and your girl, bitch, fuck you. Yeah, okay, say what you, now, go ahead. Now we're going to do it. Now shall we continue, Calvin? Because I will make this show about you. Like I said, what does the topic say? Everyone go to the banner, and it says, foolishness and fuckery, yeah, this show is about you. Yes, this show is about you. And you're disrespectful. You can't motherfucking hang with the girls. You're not a ballroom participant. You've never been strong enough to be a ballroom participant. That's why you don't have the fucking backbone bone. Yes, please block me. Do that. Why? Because you don't have the motherfucking backbone. You want to sit here and take things so fucking personal. Nobody was fucking thinking about you. You don't even fucking exist to many fucking people. Yet you want to sit here and say, I have the utmost respect for Jasmine. I love Kelly. Bitch, please. Enough of you. And Shady motherfucking McGrady, I don't know. It's no shade towards you, in all honesty. But, bitch, what is your deal that you got to report every fucking thing? Like, you're a motherfucking anchorman or something. I don't get it. You have to report every fucking thing that is going on. Every fucking thing. That if somebody posts a picture, nude, bitch, you are the one who reports it. Like, I should give you, you should be on payroll for the fucking room. You should definitely be on payroll because you sit there and report every fucking thing. A nude picture. Laura, she's reported you a mil. Laura, I'm bringing you back on. She's reported you a million fucking times when you post something about somebody's health status. When you post somebody's nude picture.
She's not my girlfriend. And second of all, I have 44 profiles. You see, I'm still moving smoothly with no problem, honey. So you can report
everything is getting reported, and then you want to run back and say to Calvin, this is what happened, that was what happened. What the fuck? That doesn't make sense.
Jasmine, but this is why I did not get into any of that topic, especially the one that Tito posted when he sat there and read Jason talking about that he didn't trust Jason and all this other shit, but now they talking about they made up. That's fake bullshit. Y'all didn't make up because who the fuck? I mean, he's talking behind Jason's back, so get the fuck out. Don't get mad at Tito because he spilled the motherfucking tea. Don't get fucking mad at Tito. And then the girls want to say, wasn't sitting there trying to read Miss Tito. Don't read Miss Tito. Miss Tito motherfucking turnt it, bitch. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Miss Tito turnt Miss motherfucking Calvin's fat ass pussy, bitch. And it's no shade, and Calvin can't take it. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece ate it.
Mm-hmm.
She fucking ate it, and now she fucking gagging. And now she fucking gagging her fat ass, bitch.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Nobody was talking about fucking Calvin. Like, you just really don't exist. That was the whole deal. When you came and you told me last time you did not want to be on the show again, bitch, this was like your fourth fucking time. I am a CEO of a corporation. I've been a business owner for over 13 fucking years. Do you think if somebody keeps telling me that they're coming into the office and I can't do this today, I need to go home early, I can't do this week, I'm going through this, I can't, bitch, I'm sorry, we have to let you go. You done came so many motherfucking times that you have an issue. I don't get it. So when you told me that you couldn't do it no more, okay, I wish you the best. It's going to be okay. I wish you the best. Take care. I mean, that's it. Nobody thought about you after that. You're no longer here.
How the fuck you going to call Jasmine that and you weigh 500, 600 pounds and you run around with pink hair, bitch? You run around with pink motherfucking hair at 600 pounds and you want to call somebody else fat and they look fierce. Now, bitch, who really looks fierce? You have
oh, but Jasmine,
I
look up
pounds.
To you so much because you've had surgery, and Jasmine, you're taking care of yourself, and Jasmine, you're doing better, and I've even tried to help you. Calvin, stop smoking. Calvin, don't smoke so much weed. Calvin, you can do it too. Calvin, it's not that hard. I called you. I talked to you about seminars I went to. I tried to really sit here and fucking help this motherfucking nasty, breeding faggot, and you have the nerve to try to disrespect me and talk about me? Bitch, please. And then you so fucking stupid that you send me the screenshot of you talking about me like I'm supposed to sit here and ignore that fucking... I didn't even get past the rest of it. That's the only thing that I've seen because you're so quick to jump and attack people. You sit there and read Jason. You read this one. You read that one. And you can't even fucking get out of a fucking bed. Bitch, please. Fuck you. Jason, you're on the air.
Okay. I'm not even going to come out of a bag with this. I'm just going to get straight to the point. When we talked in that inbox, Calvin, it was because I had a conversation with Jasmine. Jasmine, I respect you and I love you. I wish I had never had that fucking conversation with you. The one thing Laura said earlier on when she did what she did about y'all friends are not fake. When I bring somebody into my circle and when I bring somebody and when somebody comes onto the show, regardless of the fact that Jasmine is the CEO, I report to Jasmine. Everything else is on me. So, yes, you might have told Jasmine, and Jasmine is busy. So sometimes Jasmine doesn't tell me everything, and Jasmine tells me what I need to know. So the fact that you said it wasn't my business that you wasn't coming on the show, ding dong, that ditch is dead because it is my business. If Joel, just like with Joel, Justin, J-Rock, anybody else, I run that switchboard. At a certain time, things need to be done. So I look for certain numbers to come up. When I don't see those numbers and I haven't had a conversation with Jasmine, then I'm expecting those people to be in those slots at that time. So, yes, the issue that I had with you in the beginning, my mother is dead. My mother was my motherfucking best goddamn friend on this earth. Jasmine's mother is gone. So when we do holiday shows, those shows mean a lot to us. So for you to say, oh, y'all ain't talking about shit, and I hung up, and you hung up, yes, I got upset. Yes, I was offended. And when Melissa said that was rude, I completely agreed with her. So, yes, because I felt like I was disrespected, I felt like Jasmine was disrespected, I removed you. Then I later, and Jasmine said, Jason, you got to stay out your feelings. You can't do that. You got to do that. I accepted you again because I give everybody a chance to fuck up. Just like with Laura, when the whole situation with Laura and Enrique came down and Laura tagged me in it, I knew Laura wasn't attacking me personally. She wanted Enrique. And I paid it. But there is a bitch that is attached to you, and his name is Shady motherfucking McGrady. And the one thing somebody told me is you keep your enemies closer than you keep your friends. And I didn't consider you an enemy, Calvin, but I didn't consider you a friend. I felt you are an acquaintance. Tiffany, Cal, Tiffany, Dev, Jasmine, Michi, RJ, Costa, those girls are my friends. I accepted you because Jasmine accepted you. And anybody that Jasmine accepts has to be okay with me because I trust her. So to have that conversation with you and clean the air, even though I paid your post and I pay most posts in that room till my motherfucking name, Prince Bridge, is tagged on it. I didn't even see your post. That post was as relevant to me till I saw Prince Bridge. And I said, okay. My sister, she wants to stir a pot, and I feel like cooking, so let me add my motherfucking spices. Bitch, that song and dance was not about you. It was about somebody. Actually, it was about all of y'all. It was about all of y'all. So it wasn't episodes, Calvin. So when I did that song and dance last night, I was in my feelings because, one, my girlfriend, somebody that I walked with, hung out with, was gone, and I wanted to pay homage to her. And and it didn't go right, and I learned now that sometimes monkey wrenches happen and they throw in your plans, and you got to always have a backup. But back to you, bigness. To see the fact that I had a conversation with you, and mid that conversation that y'all had in that inbox might have been 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago. You have every right not to trust me because you don't know me. And I don't know you. But the fact that you sit with avatars or fake motherfuckers like Shady McGrady that used to read the dog shit out of you, and you side with people like that because they chose, because of issues with them, you chose them. Tito, well, you know what? Tito is a fucking bridge. And he will always be a bridge. And anybody that don't fucking like Tito, then you don't fucking like me. Because you know what? Right now, Tito is the realest motherfucker in that fucking room. And I thank him.
Tito fucking ate it. My niece, he fucking ate it. Yeah, a bitch can say what the... You know what? Tito, I deem you motherfucking icon. Now I
and
deem
I
you motherfucking icon.
And I thank him. How dare... You can talk about me. You can talk about me. Shady could talk about... You can talk about my teeth. You can talk about where I live. You can talk about... Because guess what, bitch? I'm a grown-ass, strong-ass man. And yes, I wear my feelings on my chest, and I show them daily. That's what makes me the fucking man I am. I can take a read, and bitch, ooh, do I know how to give one.
So, no. So everything that was said in that little inbox, bitch, you can squash it and you can forget it. You don't exist to me. You can block me. I apologize for nothing I said to you now. Bitch, and I know you can't take an apology back, but I take it back. And you, baby, 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 you better best believe don't trust me. Because when, and you thought I had minions, Justin, Joel, or whoever the fuck you thought my minions were, you don't even know who my minions are, honey. And I can't do half the shit Jasmine can do, but I can do some shit.
Okay. Let's get back to the show, because I'm not giving her all that. This show is not going to be all based on her and her personal fucking feelings.
Looking like a fucking
ugly-ass
goddamn motherfucking pig.
Michi, you're on the air. Justin, you're on the air. Prada, you are on the air. Becky, you are on the air. Devin, you are on the air. Mika, you are on the air. But Yase right here, still mute your phones real quickly. I got a couple of callers. 757-419, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, it's Susan.
Hi,
Kat.
Hey, Susan.
I just wanted to say, Jasmine and I have had a difference. It's always been private, and none of you will ever know, because I would never talk about her behind her back. If I do confide in anybody, it'll be Kelly, and it's still never a read. But anyway, this show, Jason, I have to say, anybody that can't take you on this show, I don't know. You make this show, and there's no shade to anybody else. I don't know you personally, but when this show, the Tuesday nights first started, it was based on y'all being real with everybody, each other and whoever calls in. It would be so
right.
fake and phony if you all was sugarcoating shit for each other and then get somebody to get on the phone and you read them.
Thank you.
So I stopped listening when certain people came on
Thank
the cast
you.
And they couldn't take what was being given out.
Thank you.
And,
thank you, Stephen.
And if Jasmine, you haven't read like that since Milan, bitch. You were so crazy. But
you know why,
yeah, that's true.
And it's no shade. The reason why it bothers me is, and it's not even about me reading. The reason why it bothers me is because I take that shit to heart, not because of what the bitch said. It's because I really cared, and Jason knows this. Kelly
mm-hmm.
knows this. I really cared about Calvin. I wanted
mm-hmm.
to give him the chance and the opportunity. And when other people said, "Girl, da da da," no, leave him alone. Leave him alone. I'm giving him a chance. You know, people say, I don't want to sit on the Tuesday no more because I don't want to come on the show no more because of people like Calvin, because of people like Dick. I gave them opportunity and chance. I believed in them. And for them to always hurt people turn on you, that's the reason why we have a bitter ballroom scene, a bitter community, because you just really can't trust nobody. Just like right now, Kelly is posting on her page about, you know, people who sit there and use you, people that sit there and you give them so much. And they turn on you so fucking quickly. That's where the read and the passion comes from. Not because what she says about me, because there's nothing that she could possibly say. But it's because I sat here and I cared about someone. I knew that she had health issues with her weight. I had and still deal with at time to time health issues with my weight. The fact that she's someone of this lifestyle as I am someone of this lifestyle. Because I know the struggle. I know
right.
the pain. I know the heartache. I know what she was going through. I thank God allowed me to take it to another level to get help. And with her, I wanted her to do the same thing. Even if it started with stop
mm-hmm.
smoking, don't eat the goodies. I just was sitting there trying to mentor someone that I don't even fucking know. But that's I get these people all the time that hit me up. And for me to sit here and do this and you want to sit there and read me and talk about me, that's where the read and the anger comes from. Yes, Susan and I have had differences, but we don't take that stuff publicly. You know, I have differences with a lot of people, but it's not to take that publicly because at the end of the evening, no matter what we go through, I still will be in that person's corner no matter what our differences are. But for you,
right, you're one of the few
like
people
that
called me when my son passed away, and I still thank you for that, and I appreciate you for that. But, Jasmine, I mean, get your show back to where it was before.
Okay.
I mean, Jason, you just keep on doing what you're doing and read whoever needs to read and take the reads
okay.
that you get, and it'll be fine.
Thank you.
But
Shirley.
I miss the old show.
And I'm trying to get back to the old show. And if I have
that's
to eliminate, and if we have to do what we do, it's going to get back to the old show. Thank you, Susan.
All right, I'll be listening. Put me on mute, Jasmine. Thank you all.
Thank you, Susan. We got one more caller before we talk about.
I'm so blessed. I've
got one more caller. I'm getting messages. It's my fault. You made these bricks.
You did.
I have 347. I know, but it is. They blame me for ballroom money. They blame me for fucking up balls with those cash prizes. I mean, I always take the fault. 347-616, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Ming.
Hey, Ming.
Hey, hi, Kat. I just wanted to say hi, and just don't get upset. I understand where you're coming from because you really did care about her, and it's like you thought you had a friend. And when somebody like that turns on you, it really, like, fucks with you a taste. So don't let it get to you. Just pay her because she's not that serious. She's not even worth the time we're taking to even discuss her right now, basically. So, yeah, but I love when you get mad because you sound just like Dorian Corey. You let it out. I live.
Thank you, Ming, darling. Thank you. All right, y'all. Becky, I know a lot of this is past you, darling. What's up, Becky? What's going on, Becky?
I'm not talking. I'm scared. I'm so serious.
Why are you scared,
girl? I am scared because let me tell you, Jesus Christ, Bixie Jesus. I see you like
yeah,
I've just started calling in. I just started calling into the little show whatever. So obviously Jasmine has history with these people like how she's expressing right now. But for me as a person, I know how it feels for someone to call themselves your friend and you find out what they've been saying. But before I was going to put the phone down, when I did put the phone down, you guys were talking about, basically trying to figure out what was going on. But when that girl sucked it to, Jasmine just was reading it. I could picture her reading it. And then when she read it, she said, oh, what? She said, "Wait, which one is you? Which you writing in this blue?" He was like, "Yes, it is." It was so funny because he was like, "Yeah, that's me." And then Jasmine clocked, and then he gagged, and then when he gagged, Jasmine just started going off, and it's like you heard all her emotion and everything dealing with him, and I guess all the history, and I just was scared. Like, I was like, "Oh no, I can't be on this line no more."
Yes, Jasmine,
I was
I'm
scared.
Here.
See, that's why I don't play with Laura and the other girls either. See, this is why I don't play with them girls. See?
We'll set your ass up. Just like how
Kelvin
got rid. Just like that.
This Laura.
Yeah. Don't fuck shit.
The only thing about it is, Jasmine, I tried to tell her all damn day. But for this bitch wanted to block me like I did something to her. And I tried to tell her like 50 million posts. Until I made the post, because I don't like talking about people and reading them and calling them all types of negative stuff. So she gets in her feelings, but you mean it is what it is. She just I don't see it.
Do y'all understand a hit dog will holler.
Jasmine, not only do Shady need to go, not only do Calvin need to go, but it's another bitch that's in that crew, Miss Bubba, Shaquille Smarks. That bitch needs to go too. All them bitches need to 86 that rum.
So we're going to have 86 hours.
Yes.
Clean house. Oh. Yes, honey.
All three of them bitches need to go. That bitch need her walking papers right now.
Let's go down
the
line.
Is this
the
purge before the purge?
Yeah, we're going to purge before the purge.
Let's go down the line top to bottom. Who you want to purge, Laura? Who you want to purge?
You said who I want to purge.
Who you want to purge?
Okay, well let's not get off on the topic. We'll get to the purge in a second. All right, so I do want to clarify something really quickly. Just to go back to last night's topic, it also shows that, like Jason said, he made his statement. It could have been directed towards a lot of people. And me and Jay said, and actually Prada
Desmond,
had it.
He just said it was directed to everybody that was on that Tea Party cast, period. He just, does, he made that clear. He said that.
Okay, well, hold on. But Jason, come on now.
He did. He just
but
did it.
No, I know, but I know the real deal. But the bottom line is, it's just really no clarity, you know, it's really no way of, you know, going around it. I had a long talk with Jason and Prada this morning and, you know, right after the show last night. And the bottom line is, and it's for all the listeners, I want everybody to understand something when it comes to these shows. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, these shows are for you guys. For you guys to call in, sit with us, no matter what day you want to sit with us, no matter if it's about recapping a ball, no matter if it's about talking trash, no matter if it's about an issue that you're facing in life and you want to come on a Wednesday night, you guys are more than welcome to sit. Over the past 6 years, we've had people sit on Mondays, they moved over to Wednesdays, they moved over to Tuesdays, and so forth and so on. It's just going to happen that way. No one is to take it any personal way, and no one is to think that it's ever shade. The problem is, and this is the problem that we have within our community, in all honesty, you people sit here and really be paying so fucking much attention to shit that's happening with these shows that you're not paying attention to what's happening in real life. I get so many messages. When I post something on Facebook, people think it's automatically directed towards them about something that happened on a show. Kelly gets the same thing. Jason gets the same thing. London gets the same thing. We all get these messages that, are you talking about me? Ooh, they must be talking about you. Is she talking about this one? Y'all not paying attention to what's happening in real life, and y'all focusing on the wrong fucking thing. That's what the problem is with you guys. That's the sad part about it. If somebody is on a Tuesday night, and I said this clearly to Jason, if somebody is on a Tuesday night, maybe they're not feeling Tuesday anymore for whatever reason. It can be just like Susan said, that, you know, it's not going in the same direction it usually was, so maybe they just stop listening. Maybe they get tired of people over-talking. Even on Wednesdays, maybe the Wednesday night topics are not as serious as they used to be. You know, little things like that. We may have people sitting on the show that people don't like, so I'm not going to listen to the show because, you know, no shade to Laura, but Laura's on the show or Becky's on the show or too many people we don't know is on the show or I'm not going to listen to the show or people don't go to balls or doing the shows and I don't listen to the shows because they're not people that we can see. And, you know, as far as a ball go, but, you know, it's just people get caught up in their feelings and their emotions. Nobody should really take it personal. That's why we have 3 different shows for you guys. It's like ABC, NBC, and CBS, or whatever. There's 3 different shows. You don't have to like each and every one of them. Like one of them, though. And if you don't like one of them, there's other shows out there, I think, that have come and gone, and maybe they're still around. I don't know, because I don't pay attention. Are there any other blog talk shows right now?
Don't think so.
So, I mean, I'm sorry, but what you can do is you can subscribe to Block Talk and create
your
own show. I mean, there's other things out there, but don't take it so fucking personal. So, I mean, the bottom line is a lot of people feel, and I get the messages, and it's no shade towards nobody, but I do get the messages when somebody gets red, that somebody that sits there for a long time and they get red, they disappear. And we don't hear from them for a while. So then people say, oh, he or she is not on the show no more because so-and-so came and read them. How many times do people read me? How many times do people read Kelly? People read Marcus. People read Rodney. People read Alexis, people read Jason, people read every fucking body. The only reason why y'all don't sit here and read Laura yet, because y'all know she'll get into y'all motherfucking asses, and she will really get into your motherfucking asses. So that's why y'all sitting here running around intimidated by her.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't. I'm Devin a Christian.
Devin has gone through this so many times. I mean, we have all gone through this.
Wait. Jasmine. No. I got to clear my name. I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, honey. And I speak in tongues every now and then, honey. I'm a Christian. I'm not serious like that. You can speak to me, and I will not cuss you out, honey.
My sister's an angel.
But she will read you, though.
Bitch, I will, bitch.
The bottom line is this is a lot of foolishness. People worried about the wrong fucking thing. All that stuff that's going on in the room, and this is why, and I understand where they're coming from, but this is why a lot of the older generation and, you know, the older icons, the older legends, a lot of the other names, they really don't like to participate in a lot of the shit that's in there. They may be in there watching and stuff, because believe me, I know you're still watching. But they still don't like to participate in stuff because it's a lot of foolishness and fuckery. It definitely is. It's just a lot of fucking mess. A lot. So, you know, I'm really glad, because this is what we do. I'm really glad that after Memorial Day weekend, that last week will be our last shows for the summer. Because I will sit back and collectively think of what to do over the summer to come back strong for the fall. So that's what I do, and that's what I am. That's how I run shit. That's what I will be doing. But the bottom line is, y'all really need to fucking get it together. I mean, and then all y'all people that are sitting here under fictitious names and all the rest of that stuff, as you see, we have people like, you know, people, and I'm not calling them fictitious or whatever, but no matter what, these people like Laura, people like Diana, people like Ming, people like Becky, and all the tons of other people that have still graced these shows. That's why I don't call them fake profiles. They have graced our shows. They have sat here and graced our presence and stuff like that. That shows who they are. But for those ones that really don't have nothing to say, you are really the ones that I sit here and look at as I can't take you serious. And for the ones that are really have the audacity to put your ugly ass, two tons of fun picture up there and have so much to fucking say, you really should learn the game.
Don't forget the pink hair, bitch.
I got the nerve.
And you got the nerve to you got the nerve to show your face, and you hang with Shady McGrady and Bubba Sparks, who used to make fucking fun of your dumb, dizzy ass. And then another problem I had with you is, how the fuck could you ever want to read somebody liking kitty porn, and you was in that motherfucking group posting all them little young-ass white boys? Bitch, you lucky I don't know where the fuck you live at to report your ass.
Nice. See, be careful. This is what happens. Everybody here is smart. That's what I can say about my brothers and sisters out there. We are smart. But you know what? Be careful what you do out there also, because, bitch, they will get you. Don't forget the things that you do. As you see, Tito, like icon Tito, who fucking will hold shit up. I said this. I got a message not too long ago about an archive episode, and I said, oh, baby, I can't tell you where that episode is. Post it in the room. Somebody like Tito will let you know. These are people who listen to the archives, and they can find you that archive in a motherfucking minute. You know what I'm saying? These are people who pay attention to shit. Be careful what you do, because 6 months later, it will come back to haunt you. 919-302, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say, I know you guys get a lot of negative stuff told to you guys, but I absolutely love the radio show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm a full-time student, and, like, I go through so much stress. You guys are, like, my stress reliever. You guys make me feel laugh. And I just absolutely want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
We love you, Carla.
And you know what? And it is people like that. And y'all wouldn't believe. We get the messages all the time. Kelly gets them. I get them. Jason gets them. They call. They listen. I got parents that listen. I have grandmothers that listen to the show. Mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, straight people. I have people who download these episodes. They talk about it all the fucking time on Twitter, on Instagram, all over the fucking place. These shows are for the public. They are for you. All this personal shit, I don't have time for it, because y'all don't sit here and pay my bills. Ming, you're back on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, because everybody, not because you said it, but a lot of people thought I was a fake profile because Laura had put that out there.
Wait a minute,
I didn't say you was a fake profile. I said you looked fucking fierce. That's what the fuck I said, bitch.
No, you said I was a fake profile, and you said
and
I
you
was
look,
an avatar.
And you look fucking fierce.
Now,
but since you're a real profile, you still look fierce.
Been
bitch,
a fake
you
profile.
Still look fucking fierce, bitch. You still look like the bottom of my fucking
never.
Foot, bitch.
I okay. have not
you
now,
look like my
nor have
I
ever
bitch.
Been a fake profile.
You look like
oh, my God.
Look
I guess next
people
start
ass,
early.
Bitch. I don't
let
even use
carry.
You, bitch.
Let a bitch carry.
Okay, not now, nor have I ever been a fake profile. I've been in many houses. I've walked many
you
balls.
Should be a fake profile with the way you fucking look, you ugly bitch.
Why?
You got fucking nerves. You got fucking nerves, bitch. It's cute for you to try to read somebody, but nobody knows how you look. When
I
you
know
post your picture, bitch, you
can
me. Call
for me.
You know, man, if you have a motherfucking seat, you retarded.
It's cute for me.
Me?
And it's
why? Why you
fucking nerves, bitch. Have a motherfucking seat. Fuck a dead
you're right.
You don't
it's
want
cute
it.
For me
you
and
want
it's ugly
a second
for you.
Of me,
it's ugly
you
for you and it's cute
trust
for me.
Trust
yes,
me,
you,
you don't. Don't.
You're correct.
Big
it's ugly for me and
trust me, you don't.
Right. It's cute
trust
for me and
don't.
Ugly for you.
You
just like
a
just like it's ugly for your mother.
You mean
just like your bleeding
hot
mother. Like your dying ass mother, bitch.
Suck a dead man's dick, faggot. You don't want it.
Bitch,
trust me, you don't.
You know what? If I was you, I would love to be a fake caller.
You
should
want
it. You should want to be Lord Sears. You
well,
sure want to be Lord Spears with the way you fucking look, bitch?
I'm
you look fucking miserable.
I'm not
you
the
look like this. You look like this.
Of you.
I don't see
you
misery
to this.
If misery had a motherfucking face, you would be the motherfucking blueprint, bitch. If misery had a fucking face, you would be the blueprint, bitch. That's how fucking serious you look, bitch. If misery had a fucking face, you would be the blueprint, bitch. You look miserable, bitch.
You
look terrible. Running on trees, bitch.
Whatever, girl.
Fucking
whatever, girl.
Ass
get a life. Get a life. Get a life.
Bitch,
get a real pig.
Come here.
Get a real pig and then come
bitch,
for me.
Get a
get
mug.
A real pig.
Get a face.
Get
a get
real,
real
pig
mug,
and then
bitch.
Come for me.
Get, some
get
skin,
a real
bitch.
Pig, bitch,
get
and then come for me.
Bitch.
Get a real
get.
Pig.
Well,
girl,
get some soap
until
and
then,
water and wash your dirty hands.
In my
yeah.
world. I'm not one of your followers. You don't move me like that. You never have, and you never
I don't
will.
Want to move you. Listen,
I'm not one
I don't
of
want to move you.
You.
What you
I
need to do
and breathe.
Bitch, what you need to do
Laura,
is move to the motherfucking dishes. You need to move
nothing.
Your ass over to the doctor's office.
You don't
office,
even
bitch.
Exist.
That's
I don't even know why I'm on this phone talking to you now. You're a non-motherfucking faggot. I need you.
You're on the phone because you press one, you fucking faggot, you dying ass.
How dare you? Just because you got everybody else living for you and loving for you, bitch, I'm not one of your fans. I'm not a fan, bitch.
I'm not a fan,
bitch.
No, why your anger, Christina?
I'm not a fan,
bitch. You and your mother can go motherfucking
I'm not a fan. I don't see you,
bitch.
I got 2020 vision, and I still don't see
you. Still
don't.
You don't.
Send them to the chambers that they have to go to the chambers.
I can only imagine that chamber.
So, wait, okay.
I cannot take it tonight. Jesus takes the wheel and drive me off a cliff. I can't deal. This is Shanique. I cannot
Hi.
Take it. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I just got home from work trying to make some coin.
Yes.
And I hear this fuckery going on. I cannot deal. Like, there's a lot of shit that I got to reevaluate with my shit right now. I can't deal. Oh, my God. I'm done.
Mm-mm.
That's all I got to say. And then just now, whatever the hell that was, I'm done.
Mm-mm.
Good night. I'm going to lay down in my coffin right now.
Oh, you know I'm losing pounds about a month. Can I lay down next to you, too? Just like,
yes,
I'll find a way to fit.
Come lay
I'll
down.
I'll find a way to fit, Joe. This is a mess.
I can't see it.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Let me peek in the dungeon. Hold on.
Lord have mercy.
Let a bitch carry.
Oh, God. Oh,
but
my God.
But she said she wanted to talk to me, though. And now
hold on,
really
I got callers. Private caller, you're on the air.
I just want to say fix it, Jesus.
Call him to fix it. Don't call him to fix it.
He needs to fix it. Ooh.
Hey, London.
Mommy. Hey, Mommy.
Hello, friends. Hello, Sia. How are you doing, honey?
Hey, London.
How are you?
Hey, London.
Hey, Shamika. Hey, what's up?
Girl, your dungeon are full. Your chambers are full with naughty girls, honey.
Girl, that's
you know, they blame me because of what's going on Tuesdays, but this is all your fucking fault.
Actually, this is your
fault.
I blame
London.
Hey, is that
Devin's
fault, right?
Girl, what the fuck?
Girl,
how is it possibly my fault? I told Jasmine to get them hoes off the air long time ago. She didn't want to listen
but
to
wait,
me.
But wait, yeah,
hold on.
They singing to each other. Hold on.
They really?
But you still don't get your golden ticket. You're not going to Hollywood.
Okay.
You still don't get the golden ticket, Mama. You're not going to Hollywood. You're going. Sorry, only the best tasting tuna gets to be Star Kid. You didn't make the cut.
Who is singing?
I came off on mute just in time, bitch. I swear it did.
I went and peeked in the dungeon, and they were not going to Hollywood. They were in song.
What is that?
That's Laura
I feel bad for you, and I feel bad for Justin, because I know y'all wanted a piece of the big bitch, too.
Hopefully, bitch, you better pray, bitch, I'll make it to this interview tomorrow, girl. Because,
girl. Nobody want a piece of that unhappy walnut.
Hey, mama. Oh, mother came in. I'm sorry, y'all, for acting up like that. I just had to read that piece of monkey poo, honey.
You didn't read me.
Are you sure you want some more, bitch? You want to go? You want to go another round, bitch?
You didn't read me.
Why are you still speaking to me, you lying ass bitch, girl?
Thanks for reaching out, girl. Shit. Miss Mingling girl.
You know what? This is what I'm going to do. If y'all continue to carry. Speaker, y'all. Money's on speaker. Mute your phone. Okay. Thank you, baby. If y'all continue to carry, I got my little bodyguard right here, Norman Bates.
Oh, Lord.
Norman.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Bishop.
You leave Norman and Wendy where they are, hen.
Right.
I got Norman, and I will put you in the dungeon with Norman. Now, cut it out.
Well, I don't want to go in the dungeon with neither one of them, bitch.
Ooh. Hold on a second, y'all. Tone it down for a minute. Let me just get to some of these callers. 757-963, you're on the air.
Come on, Virginia.
Okay. 757-963. Okay. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay. 347278, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say that I just saved 15% on car insurance.
Just because the show is giving you Tuesday night teas don't mean you can give that.
But girl, it's okay.
Girl. All right,
thank you for your thank you for the for the, I don't know. All right, hold on. I'm going to give him a chance. Don't read. I don't want nobody to read. I will mute everybody and give him a chance. He is a regular. Bishop,
there
you're on
like
the air. Keep it cute.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh.
Hey, Bishop.
Hello, Bishop.
How you doing?
Hey, London.
What's up, Daddy?
Oh, girl.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm just listening.
You let me talk to
you.
What?
To be honest, I'm not going to waste no energy with nobody no more, honestly. It's too much energy.
No shit, you just say that
you
say that right now, and
so
then 2 weeks
you
will be back. Okay.
Bishop, you should tell your girlfriend, Ms. Beagle Lee, that she shouldn't waste her TCL count off arguing with me either.
Oh,
no, please.
Hold on, what are you talking about? Wendy Williams?
It's Ming. No, I said Ming Lee. I thought that was Ming Lee was your girlfriend. That little, that Miss thing that like an ex who young, honey. Whatever that fucking name is, Miss Thing.
Listen. Yeah. Ming is, I like you, Laura.
Oh,
my like
God.
Ming. I like you, Laura. I like me. I can care less about what you all are talking about. At the end of the day, I like
both of you. I didn't ask you if you cared less about it. I said I was going
oh
off of what
God.
The Lord said. I did not care. Missionary, honey, I did not care what the fuck you were talking about.
Jesus, big fan.
We should get out that damn bathroom.
Oh, Lord, God.
Lord,
you know, I'm so glad what I get to wake up to tomorrow morning because I need a break. So I'm so glad that tomorrow, I'm just so glad. Thank you so much.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary. Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
Well, Jesus, take the wheel, honey.
Take that phone with you.
Because the way
Kelly, stop. Before you get started,
okay, that phone ain't legendary, honey.
Jesus, take control
of
that service
you got.
Take it down.
No, actually, it's not my phone, baby. I'm en route to a secret location, baby, and I have to talk very quietly, okay? So I'm being very respectful of the people around me. But, baby, the way the girls have been texting my phone saying y'all was on this and carry it on, and messages was sent, and all types of things. I am gagging at y'all, this thing. Like, really?
The girls
decided. Y'all want it in?
Y'all.
I got a little light before I had to click over because I had a very important phone call coming in, and Jason was reading and talking about the girls have read you and this, and y'all sent it to inbox and this and that. Like, really?
Did you get into
no,
Laura?
It started off with me reading, Kelly.
Yeah,
it started off with me.
No, they said somebody had in when we hold on. My text message, let me see, because I got it on my red phone, honey. Hold on. They said somebody posted something calling my sister bad and all of this other stuff. And, like, really? Is this what y'all going to want to do? I know y'all girls don't want me to come out of retirement and start treating the girls.
Yes, they do.
They were talking about ugly, undesirable Calvin. That's what we're talking about. Her.
She had the nerve.
And we were talking about, and Kelly, we were talking about girls that call themselves Mei Ling and they look like Ed Fu Young, bitch.
I can't.
And egg rolls and shit in this thing.
Not a double-stuffed egg roll.
Bitch, over there, smell like spoiled rice and broccoli, bitch.
Well, on a lighter note, did y'all like my latest snatch video?
Yes,
that was me. What the fuck possessed you to take off your fucking garter belt in the middle of Gowdy and St. Louis?
I'm snatching late and I'm gonna snatch it off.
I was sick. Made my stomach hurt.
Ooh. I make your stomach hurt all the way in California when you couldn't see it.
You know, honey. Yeah.
But you know what? I would think that Kelly was really going through it because that shit like it hurt, bitch. No shade. That shit looked like it really fucking.
No,
after
it
a couple hours.
Actually, it wasn't really hurting, bitch. You know, I haven't been on video in a long time, and you know, I had to give the girl something to remember me by because I won't be on video for a while again.
Well, you sold it, bitch, because that
now,
shit
Kelly,
like it was
you're lying. Kelly, you're lying.
Oh,
she lies. Kelly, you're
Excuse
lying.
Excuse me?
Girl.
I'm lying about what?
You had to unstrap yourself because you had just golfed all that stuff down all that Chick-fil-A.
No, actually.
You said yourself that they had your favorite Chick-fil-A, girl.
Actually, the other girls that have on this snatch and lay, they need help. Get off. I've been wish training for years.
Girl, blame it on a Chick-fil-A, girl. Okay.
Oh.
Just the next one.
Yeah.
It was
Hold on. Make
sure. We got a caller.
Okay. 757-963,
you're on the air.
Yes, I'm here. Are you there, Jasmine?
Yes, we are, sweetie.
Who is that?
I got disconnected earlier. Y'all don't know me. I know all of y'all from what I watch and stuff. And that's Kelly,
yeah.
You on the line. Kelly, your tucked and lace, that video took me through it, baby. Yes, ma'am. But Jasmine, the whole show I've been listening to tonight since the beginning, it was a good show. You got your little vent out. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you're feeling better because you was reading some children.
I can pass all that very quickly.
Okay. But we're not. And then Kelly, I ordered me. I went to see the pain. And seen the documentary that she did. What's her name? Oh, I can't think of her name right now. And she says for men, too, I done ordered me one.
In West Bumblefuck, Mississippi.
Shut up, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Stop. Let him talk. Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, they got jokes. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm just enjoying it.
Who is that, Bernie Mac? Thank you, caller. Thank you,
y'all so mean.
What happened right now? Kelly sold the product, and the child ordered the product just because of Kelly selling it on the video. Kelly, you need to get a. You need to get. You know what
get
is that
coins,
called again?
Girl, get your coins.
Get your coins. Felicity. Felicity, we need to give you know we advertisement fees. Give Kelly a little fee.
I promote Felicity every time when I say goodbye, so she need to be paying me.
Oh, you just want one, that's all. You just want her to send you one.
That's cool. That's going to be some money.
But I'm really gagging.
I'm
really gagging.
What you gagging about?
Why?
Wow. You can't even say her name
I'm
now.
I'm gagging this whole Calvin situation. I'm really gagging. Sitting here, you know, reading these messages. I'm really gagging because he's supposed to be on the big girl team.
And I'm the one they say girls don't trust. Okay. Yeah, I told y'all, y'all watch out for them girls and say, oh, I'm your biggest fan. I love you so much. I want to be, I look up to you. I was scared to sit on the show with Kelly because I was nervous, but I'm your biggest fan.
Don't read me.
Bitch, bye.
Selena is a private subject. Selena is the main.
Selena and Yolanda.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, Selena, you're my best friend. I love you. I love you, Selena. And she shot her ass around that motherfucking stage. Perfect example.
You wake up with some motherfucker, you sit up there with a log in between your legs and a bitch standing over you with a hammer.
No, you see that motherfucker, when you see that white rose, what color that rose was?
Okay.
That's when you know you're
okay.
in trouble.
I don't even play the Cain and Abel game either.
To the children that's in my inbox, please do not inbox me to add you to the official ballroom group. I do not do those type of things. You need to hit up one of the avatars and have them add you to the group, and then you will be accepted by myself, a Jasmine. I do not do manual labor. Thank you.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay.
Let's talk about
right.
that for business.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
Laura.
I want to change this up for a second. I need everybody to do me a favor. So on a serious note, on a very serious note, we're going to take a serious moment really quickly. Again, if you know you have background and whatever, I'm not going to turn around and mute you because there's a lot of y'all on the air now. Mute your phones because I want to give somebody a chance to say what they have to say. So everybody mute your phones or whatever, especially if you have noise in the background, because I'm still hearing fans blowing, and I know Calvin's ugly ass is not in front of a fan now because he's not on the air. But whoever else is on a fan or something, you know, mute it.
Hold on. Let me
Joel.
My phone, 'cause that might be my ear.
Hey.
Go ahead, Joel. You can go ahead and say what you needed to say, sweetie. Go ahead.
Well, I had a conversation with Jason earlier and with you, and I was telling Jason, you know, that I have felt some type of way because on the last Wednesday you had a topic on celibacy and, you know, abstinence and whatever the case may be. And I was telling him that, you know, when people come on here, there's listeners, there's people that, you know, listen, and they actually like, wow, somebody is living or doing the same thing that I'm doing through somebody out there doing this. And I felt like, okay, just because I can't, you know, relate or say, you know, I've been up on the block or I'm a thot or whatever it is, that I felt like, you know, like attacked, like, wait, what, you don't do this, you don't do that, and blah, 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 and you can't do this, or so you haven't had sex, or blah, 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 this and that and the third. And I feel it's wrong because you never know who's listening. You know what I'm saying? So you never know who's going through your same struggle. I understand that, you know, Mondays is there for the whole ballroom recap. Tuesdays is there to read. But then on Wednesday, sometimes it's the time for everything. And I think there's a time to be serious. There's a time to read. And there's a time to, you know, be serious of some things. And, you know, sometimes I come off a bit prudish and, like, a little bit, like, you know, conserved. And it was made feel like, oh, well, use this. But, you know, me and Jason squashed it. You know, earlier, and I told him that, you know, I'm 23 years old, and if I'm listening to a show with people that are in their 30s and their 40s, I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm listening to what's coming out of your mouth, because with age comes wisdom sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be very mindful of what you say, and that was my whole point. Just because I'm not walking the same path that you're walking doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to judge you, or you shouldn't judge me as well because I decide not to sleep with multiple people or because I decide not to do this. You feel me? That was just that.
Okay.
I would like to apologize to Joelle as well, because I was one of the people that kind of was like, not judging Joelle, but I was kind of like, oh, you don't do this. I was one of the people. So, Joelle, if you did so the same way, I do apologize. Mm-hmm. This is Laura.
You good. You already. You good.
Yeah. But you know, dick is good, though, just to let you know.
Yes, it is. I drink to that. Cheers.
It is okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm not apologizing.
Wait a minute, Jasmine. Wait a minute. Before we go any further, does Joel have anything he needs to screenshot to you? So that before, because I just apologized to a bitch, and then they screenshotted you something, and they was talking about you. So I want to make sure that the apology, the Nene Leakes apology that I gave Joel, I want to make sure he knows that it's that I want to make sure he knows that it's sincere, because I said what I said.
So and what you said was some bullshit. Nah, anyway. Nah, we squashed that. But what do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean, Justin?
I'm not apologizing. Mm-hmm. I don't
but,
see where anything that I said
what?
Was wrong. I
feel Jocelyn. Like,
no,
Jocelyn.
No.
You
know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? If I'm just going to be 100% real, I'm not going to sit on the line and lie and say, oh, I'm sorry. But no. I don't feel that way because we've had those discussions before, and we've had those discussions in private, and we've had those discussions on the air, and I said the same thing twice. So my thing is when it comes down to the way that you were saying things and the way you're portraying yourself and the way it comes off, it's very condescending. It's very negative to me. And I mean, and I'm not trying to say I'm some thot or something like that. I'm just saying what you're talking about is unrealistic. And that's at the end of the day,
that's
all
exactly
I'm saying.
What I was saying.
I still love you,
that you
as far as what we do on the
make
show.
It seem
Let
like
me
it's
finish because I said nothing to do in the time that you were talking.
Hold on. And that's exactly that was exactly my point. Some people make it seem unrealistic that a person in 2013 is still doing that. And that's what
that's
bothered
right.
me.
I mean, I have never mind because that would take it to a whole other place. Either way, I'm not apologizing.
Jocelyn,
I'm
everybody
sorry,
was not a
I'm
prostitute
sorry you felt
like
a
you.
Way about the way it came off.
Jocelyn,
and I'm
everybody
sorry you
was
felt
not
attacked.
A prostitute about
Michi,
like you,
I'm not
okay.
talking to you. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Thank
well,
you.
I mean, just to lighten the
I'm
mind.
Not trying to be rude.
No, just,
I'm just trying to get my point across.
So, okay,
the
so then what is, I just don't understand. Like, you seem to have a problem.
No, because of the conversations that we've had and the things that we've discussed, it's just been very negative, and it's been jaded by this whole conversation about God and all this other stuff. And, like, yeah, I mean, I understand you have your own walk, you have your own struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that. But at the same time, the way you say it and the way you come off with it is very condescending, like, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm never doing this. I'm never girl.
But that okay. But that's okay. That's
you haven't
me
lived
saying
life
what I'm not
long
going
enough.
To do, darling.
You haven't lived life long enough to sit up there and tell me what you're not going to do.
Shots
so therefore,
fired.
I'm not going to sit
listen.
There and have anybody
fired.
Trying to tell me.
But
huh?
this is what
we're
I
running
I,
that
listen,
way
this
now.
Is my mentality. Listen to me. I look at people as walking testimonies. If I see that you went this way, you went wrong, and this is what you've done, I'm not going to do the same thing. And that's just how I look at it. You understand me? In the private conversations that we have had, I have never said nothing negative about nobody. Even
no,
when
and I know
about,
I'm not saying
wait,
you
hold on.
Have.
I didn't interrupt
what
you.
I'm saying
hold
is the way
I didn't interrupt you.
Off.
Could you listen? Thank you. The conversations that me, you, and Jason have had, even about when sexual things come up, I didn't judge no single person. You understand me? Even when you went deep and whatever, and we discussed everything that we discussed, I never was condescending about it. I said, okay, if that's what you have done, that is you. I will not take that route. That's not condescending to me. Now, me sitting there and being like, yeah, I've been around the block. You know, I just left the trade, and I did this, blah, blah, blah. He busted. That's normal. That would be like more applaud. Like, okay, well, was his dick big? Where did he not? That would be more normal. And I'm not with normal. I break the rules. I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want me to be a hoe, like I told Jason,
nobody
if like
said
people want
to be in a hoe, sweetie.
No.
What
that's
I'm saying
what,
is, what
Jason.
You're talking about is unrealistic, and that's all I'm saying.
How is that unrealistic?
It's
if I'm
unrealistic.
A man and I'm doing it, how?
It's unrealistic.
Awesome.
It's unrealistic, and I mean, it's a whole conversation, and that's a whole other show, and that's a whole other conversation.
Please.
Either way, like I said, I'm not apologizing.
I don't know what Joel said, and I want to know.
But how is that unrealistic, Justin? That's what I'm.
Well, I'm not gonna say it's unrealistic because everybody had their own morals and values. Everybody
Thank
hear their life how they
Thank
wanna hear their life.
You.
Now he did
That's
say if you
ridiculous.
Felt some type of way he did say if you felt some type of way about how he spoke his opinion, you know, he do apologize for that. But he
I mean,
still be the individual that
if
he
anybody,
is.
If you want to say that you're not going to choose to do something at that time, I mean, by all means, that's what you're going to choose to do at that time. I mean, come on. When I saw the kids first doing coke in 2001, I said I would never do coke. Look at me by 2006. I was bumping a bag. I mean, come on.
I mean, you can live up to that standard, but at some point you have a choice to make it in the day. And I had a choice, and I made it in 2006, and it's no shade. Come on, let's keep this shit
right.
Motherfucker real. Don't sit there and try to knock somebody who's sitting there trying to motherfucker say what they not going to do.
Exactly.
Support what they choose not to do because of the mistakes that you chose to do. Now, don't kill that bullshit. I don't live for that shit right there.
I'm
that's
not killing
him.
All I
ain't
said,
no
I'm not apologizing.
It ain't no
all
love.
I said,
it's
Michi,
just
is
some
I'm
some
not
shit.
Apologizing, and I'm
but
proud
you don't
of
have
apologize.
To apologize.
But
listen,
because
just
I feel about
now.
What I said.
Hold on.
I
never
mean,
asked for an apology.
Day, I mean,
I never asked for an apology.
And I'm just saying, you know, I'm not.
But that's what I asked you for, because who are you?
No,
yes.
And who are you, Joe?
Yes.
Who are you?
So it's cool.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not even a battle. I'm not even trying to go through
it's
that.
Not even that. Well, Jason apologized. At least he can have the,
yes.
you know, the balls to admit when he was wrong. So it was okay.
Basically, I wasn't wrong about anything, and I don't have to admit
know,
anything.
Okay, when we had our conversation, he told me how he felt.
Right, and you
okay.
said what
and
did you
I
say?
Understood how he felt.
Okay, there you go.
Wait, y'all talk. You all talk. Let me see.
Let them finish. Let them go
Jason,
at it.
Jason, stay out of
look
it.
Look at Laura.
Okay.
Look at Laura.
Okay.
Let them go at it, honey. I'm enjoying this. Let them go at it.
No, and it's like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, it is, like you said, you believe I'm unrealistic. You believe that you
No, because to me, the whole thing, and I guess for me, the way it comes off to me and the way it makes me feel bad is because you just come off like a judgmental church queen to me.
I don't.
Young first queen, and it's not
okay.
shade towards you, but I've experienced
this,
those type of people and that type of conversation before, and that's the only thing it gets to me because I've seen it happen before. I've heard that conversation,
mm-hmm.
but my thing is to tell you there's real life and real things happen.
There is,
and that's only and that's all my point was trying to bring to you. I wasn't trying
okay.
to tell you to go out there and be a hoe. I wasn't trying to tell you to go out there and suck dick or anything like that. I was just being real. And that's it.
Okay, but listen, Justin, your reality and my reality are two different things.
And they are.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, you're in your 30s going to your 40s. I'm in my
right.
20s going to
and
my 30s.
And
there's no
shit.
I'm not reading. And I'm not
Ooh.
Reading. And I'm not reading. So
Ooh.
Stop.
Okay.
All right.
Enough.
Hold on.
Enough.
Let me just say this and to be done with it. What you've been through and what I've been through are two different things. We've had our multiple conversations. So I'm not going to change my mentality just because somebody says, oh,
and I'm not telling you to change
your
mentality
when
I'm telling
felt so good. But that's how
you
make it feel.
Hello.
Wait.
Okay, dungeon. Dungeon.
Let me just
lie in
the mood.
Yeah, about to go to the dungeon.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, let me lie in the mood.
We can hear you.
Hello. Yes, y'all all sound like y'all in y'all 40s going into y'all 50s. Like,
oh, my God.
I love you, Kelly.
I have some callers. I
just got booted off the chat room, and I had to read what's her name.
That's your computer, child. That's the only reason.
Okay.
813-205, you're on the air.
Hola.
Hello.
Hey, Ma. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Oh, shit. She don't even know
who
this is.
How are you, darling?
You do
know
who
this is. I know exactly who this is. Yes, I do.
I love you. I miss you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just calling to listen in all the way from Tampa Bay.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to say hi. I don't have nothing to say. I'm
Well, hi, baby. Thank you for listening. Stay in touch.
You know it. I'll write you.
All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon. Another call at 919-989.
Did she say she'll write you?
919-989. She'll
write
you.
She sounded like Michael Jackson. I thought that was Michael Jackson from there.
Oh,
stop
shit.
Being so mean, yeah? 919.
You
being
don't be ignorant. You be ignorant.
How's she going right here?
919-985. You're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can. If they shut up, we can hear you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have the right number.
Oh, you don't. You don't have
no,
the right number.
You don't have the right
you
number
don't.
At all.
You're
no.
mistaken.
I'm
Good
sorry.
Night.
Goodbye.
Will y'all let him talk? I want to hear.
No,
you know, I'd like.
He said he had the wrong number. Goodbye.
Ooh.
He
said he wasn't sure. He said he wasn't sure. He
wasn't sure.
But I could have maybe guided him. I could have guided him to the way he wanted to go.
Who is that?
Yeah, we got him off the line.
Maybe he was calling because he wanted to smear birthday cake all over Calvin.
Oh, shit.
I just want to know. Jason said dick tastes delicious, but he don't really suck dick, so how would he know?
To answer your question, Prada, I wasn't always saved, but now that I wasn't saved, I used to suck dick down. But once I got saved,
you were sucking dick when you were seven and stuff.
That's Alexa's testimony. That's not mine.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So when you got saved, you said you stopped sucking dick when you got saved. So was you a backslider when you was just getting fucked or something?
When I stopped sucking sick dick because I got saved, I started getting fucked in the ass.
He just started sucking on mustard dicks.
Called backsliding. When you get fucked in your ass, that's called backsliding.
That's called backsliding.
That's a lot of
backslide tonight. But let me stop because I'm gonna stop talking like that in front of my little brother because I need to set an example for my little brother.
Hey,
Granny.
Hi, Granny.
I want to send a shout-out to the House of Fellas. After listening to this episode, I thought it was only fair to be to call in and request Michi to do an acapella version of this.
No, Matt, it's not the time to call in and ask for that.
We need some gospel on here tonight.
No.
And break out into single, baby.
No. No.
If you're trying to get Jesus to fix it.
Yeah, but that, no. That's not
okay, well,
fix.
You can go put me back on mute. I just want to hear me do single tonight.
Wait a minute. I got a question. Who is that keeps saying no? It sounds like she got food in her mouth. Who is that?
Wait a minute, Becky, before we go. Shamika.
Hey.
Is there anything you want to say to me?
Oh, shit. Shylock. No, I don't think so. My only thing was I didn't really take offense to what was
being
said. Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you, Shamika. That's all I needed to hear.
I was just like, you have the right to feel how you want to feel, and so be it whomever you were talking or referring to.
You know why,
well, did
Shamika
you
did.
Did
you want to
read
Shamika?
Me, Shamika?
Oh, who is that?
That's Prada.
Oh, did I? No.
Mine
you know
weird.
Why, Shamika, didn't feel no type of
way? This is what we're about to do, because I have to get up and take a break for a minute. For the girls who get cut off at 2 o'clock, for some reason it's something with your phones and you guys happen to get cut off at 2 o'clock and we start losing your calls, I suggest if you want to stick around for the last hour after 2, hang up and call back in, so you don't run into that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much done with all this foolishness and fuckery, so I don't even feel like talking about it no more. We can talk about our media now. I'll let Becky take that over. I'm about to step away for a second, though. But tonight, right now, I want to thank everybody who has tuned in to the State of Emergency show. I want to let everybody know I appreciate you guys all the time. All the listeners, all the people who download the episodes, everybody who was a part of the show, and even the people who were once a part of the show. I don't take any of this shit personal. I read you, and I get you out of my system, and that's what's done. So on a lighter note, I just want to say thank you in advance. I'm not sure why the chat room goes down after 2. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I apologize for that. But you guys might want to start calling in now to get your spot so we can continue and just have fun for the last hour and 22 minutes or so. In the meantime, Becky, now tonight we can talk about our media, so we can talk all about Housewives and Apollo and everything that you want to talk about, Becky. I'll let you kick off as I step away for a few.
Okay, so what did everybody catch up on? Because, like, I was so lost. I mean, I was so shocked that so many things came on tonight. Like, it was the Bring It reunion. It was a new catfish. It was actually a true life. I don't know if y'all watched that, but it was about two people coming out being gay.
Ooh, I gotta watch that.
It was, like, so many things. R&B Divas, I couldn't even watch that because, like, that was so boring. But, I mean, what did y'all watch? What did y'all want to talk about?
Love and Hip Hop.
Becky, that's from Sunday. Becky, let's start from Sunday and work our way forward.
Okay, what was on Sunday?
Come on for the Housewives.
Oh, the Real Housewives reunion?
Mm-hmm. I said,
how did y'all feel about the Queen Bee herself? Everybody is her, you know, everybody that's on her side, because she's not my queen bee, but I'm just, you know, being sarcastic. How did y'all feel about Kenya getting red and just sitting there looking a damn fool?
Well, bitch, they said what they said, and bitch, they did what they did, and bitch, she know what they were saying was the truth, and the bitch ain't had nothing to say with a broke head.
Because she knew at the end of the day Apollo was getting locked up anyway, so it really didn't matter why. And Phaedra was sitting there talking about her husband.
Oh, girl.
So do you feel
about, she knew she
well,
was still broke, and she was going to put
like
money on his book.
Do you feel like that was her shade? Like, that you feel like that was her throwing shade? Like, she's going to be quiet? Like, you're going to jail anyway. Why should I waste my time talking to you? You better be
quiet.
Well,
fine. I think it was more so if she came to what she came to do what she had to do. She made the show hot and, like, okay, for the rest of these 15, 30 minutes, I'm about to chill out. And whatever they say, it's what they say. So, basically.
Well, that's just an opinion, even though she did get dragged like a dog.
She made the show hot, really?
She did.
She didn't make that show hot. Portia made the show hot, because if it wasn't for Portia dragging her, nobody would have really tuned in, because they would never preview that and put that in the, little previews. Then, nobody really would have expected to look in that show for Port Kenya. I'm just saying. Anything else that y'all want to talk about that happened on that show, Jason?
No,
well, I just want to know why the girls is so pressed with Nene calling that boy a queen. I don't feel that she don't like the gays. I just feel she just don't like that one queen, bitch.
Right.
Speaking of queens, how do y'all feel about Portia in that damn church? What happened?
What'd you say,
Prada?
I was just saying what Nene said. What more do you want to do so you can't find
though?
To fix
who
your ass?
Wait, but Portia don't like gays, though. Did y'all see that?
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. How y'all feel about
that? Message?
How old was that video?
They said that was a couple years ago, but I mean, she was sitting there reading the fuck out of the gay, talking about they need to get saved and they going to hell and all this bullshit.
But when
like,
you really look at it, she sounded really retarded. I don't know why they gave her. She reminded me of the person that's kind of slow in the church, and they put to get them, just get them the microphone, like, here goes Sister Portia about to say a few words and such, such, such. And you know, whatever her mama and her grandfather taught her, she just was, yes, tell them go back to this.
You were worthy.
Yes. She sounded a fool, a plump fool.
She didn't sound nothing like no other person that had ever touched that microphone sounded before. I listened to it, and it sounded like everything you hear every time you go to church any other time.
Exactly.
But it's just the tone of her voice, like how she said it.
That's exactly what it sounded like when you go to a COVID church and you hear any of them mothers on the church and you hear
hold
them
up,
on
hold
the
up.
Microphone.
Hold up.
What kind of churches do y'all go to? Because I go to non-denominational churches. Because I don't go to all that. I don't go to the mother-in-law
churches. I love to a
COVID
church.
Right.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you hear on the microphone.
I love
church.
Someone recently told me they'd rather go to a mega church because they don't get into all that gays or this and gays or that type of thing.
No, they just get into begging for your money.
Would you rather somebody say, well, you know, Pastor need his coin this month, rather than you condemn you and sit and have you in an audience saying, gay's going to hell, gay's going this, bitch, just pay your tithes, bitch. That's it.
But isn't it the mega churches with the ATMs and the
lobby? Yeah, pretty much.
Well, let me get something straight. When I say non-denominational churches are churches that believe in Jesus. They believe in the same thing, almost as the same thing as Church of God in Christ or any other denomination that believe in Jesus in the Bible. But they just believe in you come to church to worship God. They don't give a fuck if you come up in as a transsexual or whatever. They just come up in there. They just want you to come up in there to worship
the
God.
Blood.
You're giving God the praise. Like you're not coming in there for a fashion show. They let you come in there with your jeans on, whatever. Like all that Church of God and Christ stuff. It's no disrespect, but like some of them little hole in the wall churches need to read the Bible and understand what it really means. Because a lot of this shit is kind of like, child, y'all taking it a little bit too far.
But, you know, also how the pastor preaches is also how he was raised in his household. So whatever his parents were teaching him is what he's trying to teach you.
But that's
and
the problem. You have to read the Bible.
A lot of pastors are closed-minded people. They're not open-minded, you know.
I understand. But that's why you have to read it for yourself.
And if they're going to read Nene for saying queen, they might as well read Quad and all these other Atlanta bitches saying yes, what's the T in this
and
all this other
stuff. No, this is the thing, Becky. This is the thing. I know Nene's the type of person where she'll stand up on her shit. If she says whatever the fuck she says, she means it, and that's it, whatever. But at the end of the day, the way it looks, it's okay for us to do your hair. It's okay for us to get you together as far as your makeup or your dress. And evidently, whoever the queen, who got her together, said, bitch, since you want to call people queens, I'm going to show you how to put your outfit together. But it's one of those things. Like, I'm not going to sit there and let somebody call me some type of queen, regardless of how you're trying to say it or how you try to make it sound nice. If you say nigga, it's the same thing. Coming from a white person, it's the same thing. It's like it's the same like derogatory term. So you don't use it in that type of tense or out of your mouth. Don't try to sit there and lace it like you're trying to, you know, didn't use it negatively. You basically
they do what y'all do. They want to be the queens. So bitch, the way y'all call each other queens and faggots and all of that, they do what they see y'all queens do. Okay?
That's why I don't kick it with girls.
Gay people, but yeah, the same thing. Gay people are like women. You know, when they say bitch, you know how people be like, how straight men cannot call them bitch and hoeing, but they calling people bitches and hoes themselves. So, you know, you got to take what you dish out, baby.
Well,
bitch. You want these hoes stop stealing your lingo. And then on top of that, if we made the lingo and we not getting paid for it, but these bitches that's on here is reading and using our lingo and they get paid for it. And then on top of that,
I just need you to use it appropriately. I don't care about you using it. I just need you to use it appropriately.
Exactly. But you know what? It's not about using it appropriately. It's about bitch giving a bitch credit, because these women, when they say hashtag this, they say Quad say it. They say Mariah say it. Like, they made it up when it's not really them. So who's going to put a stop to it?
Nobody's going to put a stop to it, because don't nobody really give a fuck.
Yes, they do. You sure give a fuck.
I really don't. Not so I can get a coin.
Faggots is behind the scenes. You get what I'm saying? So you going to be behind the scenes for the rest
of your
life?
Front of the scenes, yeah.
Because you people like you just said it. You ain't going to do nothing about it.
I really not.
Well,
girl, I'm bored.
If the faggots are behind the scenes, they need to stop painting Mariah how they paint
right.
her.
Right. Stop painting the girls the way
interview.
You paint them. Stop doing the hair the way you
for
doing them. Stop dressing them the way you dressing them. And then they'll catch it.
Okay, well, let's move on
just
to
like
Monday.
When Lauren, no, just like when Lauren said something about her
she
saying
ugly.
Something.
We ain't talking about how ugly is.
Lauren turned around and said something to, what was that girl name? When she said something about her saying, you going to be hanging with all them faggots, she came out there and said something. And I applauded Lauren for actually saying
she,
something
Kenya
when she said
that.
Something about that.
Kenya
no,
said
right. Marlo, when she got into it with that girl, talking about, well, that's why you gonna be
yeah.
hanging out with all them faggots all
Sheree,
night long.
She said it to Sheree, right?
Right, and when she said it to her, when she came back, Mama gave her ass one old earful, and I was
she
very,
was like,
and I applaud her for saying that shit. She read the dog
she said,
out like, bitch, don't
she
say
said,
that.
Did I say that? I said that. I don't remember saying that. I didn't say that.
Right. She
okay,
said
but they
play
still live
with
for Marlo,
like
but it's a problem because Nene said it.
Well, let's go on to Monday.
But hold on just a second. It's one thing
Lord.
To say something negatively, and we're going to say it like this, and I'm going to let it go. It's one thing to say negatively, but then when somebody calls your attention to it and they say they're offended by it, they're upset about it, to be able to let it go
Lord.
And apologize for it and move on. And that's
well,
it.
That's their personal opinion. Nene won praise because she know she love the gays. So, bitch, she don't give a fuck about Andy being pissed off. He still going to have her on his show for 101 sets, and it's no shade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going nowhere.
She was like, what you want me to kiss your ass?
What you want to
okay,
parade?
What?
You very much like
what?
I like it when they kiss my ass. But,
nah, it was Sandy,
no,
though.
But,
she was
no,
like, what you want me to do? Hold a function
said,
or have a parade
but,
or something?
But
like,
the teacher
yeah,
was when Greg said, I thought they liked
parades.
Did you hear Greg when he was sitting by her? And he was like, I thought they
he
liked
parade.
Parade.
It was a whole lot of shit with girls should have got
see,
caught.
But you know what?
Shit,
that's when Cynthia should have said, calm down, Greg. You acting like a bitch.
that would have been better. That would have broke up the whole show.
Ooh, I would have been.
If Cynthia would have said that, bitch.
I would have said that motherfucker.
If anybody on that show needs a fag in her ear, it's Cynthia.
Bitch, Peter
no,
pulled his
because Cynthia knows all the terminology, but she does it appropriately, like how Justin said he wanted to hear. Cynthia doesn't go overboard. She, y'all may call her boring at the end of the day or whatever it can be, but she's very classy, and she doesn't want to be all out there like how these bitches want to be. At the end of the day, these females want to be gay and want to learn everything, but at the end of the day, if they read you, they're going to say, oh, what you trying to be like me? You know that's the number one reason.
Okay, and they trying to be like us. That's the gay, bitch. That's the oxymoron.
Okay, so let's move on to Monday, everybody, which was what, Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, the first episode.
The first episode. And why did it come on Wednesday? Why did it come on today? Did that make sense? That didn't make sense. Why did it come
girl,
on
girl, maybe it was what's a continuance up? Of the first show, bitch. They didn't have enough time to add on Monday.
Okay, so how did y'all feel about the scene with Mimi and acting like she didn't know about the damn thing was what you call
I thought that
girl.
Was dumb as hell. And
but
if,
you
if,
know
that
what?
Bitch know she was trying to make some money, bitch.
But listen, I really think that she didn't know about it the first time. No, listen, no, you have to understand. She knew, when he probably told her the first time, she was shocked. But since they had to film it again, she had to remember how she felt and try to fake it. You get what I'm saying? So before the cameras was there, he lost the
camera.
Baby,
she's a good actress.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
Never lost,
said,
he never lost
Funky Dineva, when I looked at Funky Dineva show, she said that was a scripted scene. Because she also was, Funky Dineva said she also was at Stevie J and Jocelyn party, and they didn't put her in the show, but she wasted her time filming. So she know about that fake shit, what's real and what's fake. So obviously he must be telling the truth about that fake scene.
That scene was not real.
It's the whole
else?
Thing seems unrealistic.
She put some eye drops in her eyes to cry, bitch. She put some eye drops
okay.
in her eyes.
Okay.
Wendy Williams said she put wine in her eyes.
We got a little, she had a little dust in her.
She probably had a little bit of Nico in her eye.
Oh,
my
okay.
That mutant pig.
Yeah, them babies.
When I tell y'all I'm on my fifth glass of wine.
How many glasses was you
I'm
on when you was six. Reading that girl? When you was reading that girl, calling her all this and that.
Thank I was
you.
Just on my first glass.
Oh,
but bitch, Nico,
kind of
bitch, in the movie, bitch, Nico wasn't making no type of noises when she was sucking his dick.
Because he
like
was thinking
this.
About that boy from the video.
Okay,
oh.
he was so thinking about the boy from the video, bitch, no shade. And then,
and
bitch, like, I thought, like, I thought Nene was riding his dick while she was holding on to the thing. Bitch, his dick wasn't even in her
what
when she was going up and down on the shower curtain.
Well, what was it?
What part are you seeing the whole video?
Girl, yeah, I seen the movie, bitch.
You know what part of this? She's the freak.
Bitch, it wasn't nothing to be freaky about, because, bitch, I was looking like, bitch, what?
Nothing happened in that first episode, right? Nothing really did happen, right?
I mean, nothing really happened. I mean, everybody's story is very contrived. Just like what Carly Red and Young Jock. That's dry. Then
wait,
you got,
is she with Young Jock now?
Now you should have seen how her scene came in. When her scene came in, I was like, damn, this is so fake. But when they said cut and it was another camera recording, I was like, well, what's the difference between the real camera and
the
fake camera? Because I thought that was that.
But that's the shade. You could tell that she was asking, bitch. I already knew somebody was going to say cut. Because, bitch, it just looked that fake. And then, like, bitch, Stevie J can finally say on camera that he loved Jocelyn, bitch. So whatever the bitch name is, Mona, for her to just make it seem like they having all these issues and shit and woo-woo-woo-woo, like, bitch, you could tell that she making this shit just so over-the-top dramatic just to try to get some ratings.
So
right.
Even though the season is just at the beginning, do you think that the same character should be on next season or should it be a whole
no.
new?
But
no.
You know what was another, but
go.
You know what
oh,
was another
okay,
funny?
Okay, if not, who do you
oh,
think
no.
should stay? Who do you think should go? I'm starting with
me,
Prada.
Me.
Oh, no, wait,
I'm
hold
glad
on,
they put
Prada
Daddy
though.
On there.
Oh,
I'm glad they put Daddy on there. Walker Flocker, he could stay.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes, he can.
Stay, huh?
Okay.
But no say Scrappy got to go. Scrappy
young
and Jock they got to go.
Yes. Didn't
young
Scrappy.
But y'all didn't really
okay,
see.
Okay,
y'all didn't really see what Young Jock give, though, so you don't know.
You
no,
know
you got to keep.
Baby, you know what another fake scene was? When Scrappy mother was in that bar and that ugly man with the dresses like
no, that
so
man was cute.
Ugly.
That was not ugly.
Those dreads look
that
horrid.
That was ugly
was
to me. That shit. Man was like, you so beautiful. What's your name?
First of all, he was trying to admire. He was trying to admire her ass because he was finna social climb that bitch. Her old ass.
Okay, cause she looked like Scooby-Doo.
Actually, you know who that is? That's one of the guys that used to do. I don't know if y'all remember like the the guys that used to do
the
fashion
Baja
shows.
Who let the dogs out?
No, the guys that, you remember, I can't remember what their name was. It's like Black Unlimited. They all used to do like the little fashion shows or whatever.
The Ebony Fair, what's the name?
Yeah, them guys.
The what?
Oh
wait, the who?
He's one of them.
Ebony
well, why
model?
Was he fixing drinks?
Because apparently he ain't making
probably
no money.
Gig. Hey, when the last time you heard about one of them doing a show? It used to be like 7 or 8 of them.
What kind of show
like
he used
that.
To do?
They had like this like model review or whatever. It used to be able like you used to hire all of them or something like that. I forgot.
Uh-huh.
I think it's like 20 of them or something.
The number one on my list to go is Erica Dixon, Scrappy ex baby mama.
What? I like her.
Why
I
she
like
gotta
Erica.
Go? Why she gotta go?
I mean, if her and Scrappy aren't
really
together
on the show.
It
right.
Yeah,
really is.
Her, okay,
no,
wait.
Let him finish. Let him go. Let him say what he got to say. Go ahead.
This is my thing. If her and Scrappy aren't together, which they're not, they're both seeing other people, then what will be her storyline to being on the show? Because the only her only connection to hip-hop will be Scrappy. Am I correct?
No.
No, she used to be a mom.
Well,
so
no, right after that second season, she started modeling, for real. So, you know. You can't really say, but listen, you can't really read Erica about what is her relation to hip-hop when Carly read on the show with no storyline.
Right.
And she has no connection to hip-hop, so what you talking about?
Other than the nut in her
she,
mouth.
She always end up fucking some rapper, though. She, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she know how to make it hot.
She's
just being a social climber, bitch. You see on the next episode, she already finna be on another man, but she worried about Young Jock going to see some strippers. See,
but I wanted that lady to tell her ass up in that motherfucking room.
When she said, yes, I've been like fucking your man every night for the past 2 days.
Yes, I have. I've been
like
fucking your man every night.
So how do y'all feel about
like
Bambi being
Laura, who you feel like should stay and who you feel should go? Is Laura still on here? Jason?
I don't have switchboard, so I don't know. I think Mama D should go.
I don't think so because you know every show nowadays from Atlanta have that mama who everybody like.
But they got Waka for
that bitch.
She don't need no story. But Mama D don't really need no storyline though. She could go around fucking
bitch
with everybody and still be loved.
They got Waka Flocka
Mama,
and I think, and they got Rasheeda Mama. They don't need her.
I
love Rasheeda Mama, honey. Rasheeda
she
Mama.
She ran
I'm
over
kiss
the bike.
On his lips whenever I want to
give it to the girl. Son.
I like her kissing that baby in the mouth, though.
So y'all think the baby gonna be Kurt?
Oh, they gonna do a blood test?
Yeah,
the baby
ugly, right?
Baby look like him.
Rasheeda don't be. Why would Rasheeda mess around on as much as she was breaking down when she found out that he was doing all that shit? Come on now.
Wait a minute. Did somebody call Waka Flocka Mother a bulldagger?
She is a bulldagger. She sure is. Like she a fucking carpet muncher. That was she.
It don't matter about
her
son.
Didn't even call her. He called her the Suge Knight of the South.
The Suge Knight of ATL, the female Suge Knight.
I won't give her my son. My son, I won't give her.
Funky Dineva said Rasheeda Mama was hanging with Candy Mama, and she put a bug in her ear.
They do look alike.
Okay.
This
my stage.
Okay, well,
bitch,
now
my house paid for these 18 carats.
What else came on Tuesday? Y'all don't watch Bass Motel
watch
on Monday?
I
really haven't gotten into Bass Motel this season.
It is so good. If you have not, you have to catch up on the first season.
I watched
so really
the third season, but this
okay,
season
well, you
just
have to
been
catch
boring.
Up on this Ooh. Season because the last episode of this season really tells you why he is a psychopath.
I thought part four of the movie did that.
Part four of the movie? How many movies it was? I only seen the one.
And then they remade it.
Oh, they remade it.
It's three
it again.
Parts to that movie. Three or
I
four
seen the
movies.
One. I seen the one with Vince Vaughn. That's the one I seen.
Oh no, I'm talking about the old one with Anthony Perkins.
So which one
the
is
original.
Better?
Which first of all, anything that's made the original is obviously going to be better.
Isn't that
not,
Devin
not
sounding
really.
Like Eeyore?
Yeah.
Wait,
what'd
you say?
No, somebody just I'm like a voice was just giving me Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Okay, carry on.
What else? Okay, what about RuPaul's Drag Race? I know y'all watch. Somebody watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Chill, just give them.
Yeah, Darian. Yeah, Darian should have went home.
Darian, yeah, she was supposed to go. But do you feel like that Trinity should have went home?
No.
Who?
Trinity Bonet.
Over a door? No.
I feel like Trinity should be in that top three right now.
I don't think about all that. Not all that.
No, I think so. But listen, you have to look at if she wouldn't have left, if she would have did another challenge, you have to look at that type of tip right there. So she probably would have made it in the top three. And then on top of that, then what her name is who just left, she probably would have ended up leaving anyway. And then Trinity would have been in the top three anyway.
Well, first of all, I'm mad that Adore won a sewing challenge.
That's the shit that pissed me off. With
well,
somebody
you know,
else
you watch
help.
The girls. You watch
well,
the girls.
Well, she only had to sew one outfit, girl.
She, yeah, that's true.
She didn't even sew that. The girl
right.
told her
that,
had
that was glue gun. And,
but that was kind of cute, girl. Not shy.
No, it wasn't. That was a fucking
well, goofy
ass.
She was cuter than her business.
A lot of people want to read. By the end of the day, the sole purpose of being there is charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, right or wrong. So you have drag queens that just started.
You better stick to that wall.
You have drag queens that just started. You have old-ass drag queens that been starting. You have some that's in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can learn from everyone. And when you that last person that you always underestimate, even in the ballroom scene or even in real life, when you underestimate somebody and they gag you, you feel you bitch, you gag. So,
no.
I know Sharon Needle gagged the girls.
Child.
Sharon Needle gagged the girls because at the end of the day, nobody thought Sharon Needles would win. When RuPaul asked Sharon Needles, why do you feel like you will win? You should win. She gave this speech about her, how she's different, da 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 da. And what did Fifi O'Hara do? Oh, I want to, you know, those little guys that look up to me, and, you know, I just want to change it. She basically copied Sharon Needles, and she was not original, so, you know, she wasn't going to win. Sharon Needles was supposed to win. Who do you think is going to win this one?
But no shade, they all did do good on their action.
Okay, Dante Balenciaga is pressing one. Wait a minute, let me see if I can get into Switchboard to see if I can to get you
is
on.
Is it a paid promotion?
Where's Kelly?
Is it a paid promotion?
Kelly Dante.
Is it anybody? Is it anybody that is pressing one? I think a lot of people probably should be pressing one.
I haven't brought him on. I don't even know if I can bring him.
Hey, Daddy.
I don't even know if I can. Wait a minute, I may have to sign in a Switchboard.
Hey,
hey,
Dante.
Hey, I got it.
Oh, hey,
Dante. Hi,
Dante.
Hold on. 504.
Dante is not on yet. 504.
Damn.
I told you.
Damn.
You're
a thirsty-ass queen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
thirsty. Damn.
504-331, you're on the air.
I hope you got some water.
I had hooked up and called back.
Oh, well, good foolery.
See, I know people
at the end.
You was in there for a long time.
Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air.
No, this is Laura. They had kicked me off.
Oh, girl.
Girl, I'm going to fuck you up.
Girl, you know that's my other fake profile, honey.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to touch bases on something that y'all was talking about, and I couldn't even talk because they kicked me off right when
that's
y'all
was
talking
about.
That's
why I was going to ask you.
I wanted to talk about this RuPaul drag race.
Okay.
I actually think that the funny chick, I can't think of her name right now, she should win.
Bianca
Del Rio.
That
bitch is
Bianca
over.
Bianca Del Rio.
But, you know, I think she already won because on Facebook, her face is on everything. So I think she won
already.
I'm going
to tell you the tea. No, I'm about to tell you the tea. The tea is that they're trying to give the show to Miss Adore, and Adore should not even be nowhere in the top three. Adore should have been with home. And there's no shame. Adore is not polished. She's no one's polished at all for a drag queen. Like, Adore is, to me, she's fresh. She's like a new girl.
Mm-hmm.
And there's room for new girls, but at the same token, you had this Trinity Bonet. Trinity Bonet was lip-syncing for her life.
Exactly.
She didn't even have lost to Adore that episode. Adore should have went home, but they tried it because Trinity Bonet was in the, you know, was in the lip sync like three other times before that.
But Laura, you know, Trinity already doubted herself, and they was tired of that. So, you know, that's
it don't
matter.
What
it don't matter.
Adore fucked
don't
up
have
just
to,
as much as Trinity fucked up.
So you shouldn't have a lip sync for life then. You shouldn't have a thing called lip sync for your life if you already know you're going to send her ass home. That's being shady, and that's being Judy like she does every season. That's one thing I don't like about Drag Race. RuPaul is very shady. Every season she be trying it. And I understand her show,
well,
but she's not keeping it fair.
Do you really think she was being a Judy towards Trinity? Because she did cry and she did feel some type of way towards Trinity. So, you know, it had to be something not edited in the show that we probably didn't see what made Trinity go home. Because I really think she wanted Trinity there.
No. I'm going to tell you what's in her home. Whenever you get on TV and you say that you have HIV, think about every person that did it already. They all went home the next week. Gina went home the next week. The little Spanish girl that was with Raven, when she did that, she went home the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Bonet, she went home the next week. That's what I'm saying. When you do stuff like that, it's kind of like, how can I put it? You can't you know, we can sympathize with you. They glad you did all that, but that makes it you show vulnerability when you do that. You show a vulnerability when you come out with that, you know, with that, because it shows that you may not be all, you know, you may not be putting 100% into this whole competition because you've just been holding you down for so long. So they scared of that. You know, they scared of what may happen if you become the winner, if, you know, if you actually win this competition, now you get this situation going on, and it's been tying you down for years. So I can understand where RuPaul coming from, but she's being shady. Trinity Bonet should still be on the show, period. That girl had looks fierce every fucking week. She was terrible.
The girl
well,
they
also,
should have.
My thing, I don't even know how
she went home before Jocelyn or Jocelyn, whatever that bitch name is.
Yeah, Jocelyn, her personality, no shame. Miss Jocelyn, her outfit was a fool, and you know that.
Yes,
no
right.
Shame.
Right.
Her outfit was
bitch
tacky.
Was a fool.
She
reminds me of the girls that used to start doing drag on State Lake in Chicago. Like
because
really, really
Courtney, and the shade is the pretty cut, the Courtney girl, they're using her as a bait. She's like very much third place in this competition. They're using her as a bait. She ain't nowhere near going to win anything. They're using her as a bait. Actually, Trinity Bonet, they should have took her place or a door place. Because
right.
Trinity Bonet would serve this competition. It's no shade. Trinity Bonet and that Bianca girl had served. They were the top two. Period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They always think it's
going to
be a girl. Then that other girl, what was her name? The bitch that they really kept longer than they should have kept, which was Milk. That bitch should have went home.
But you know what, though? RuPaul don't like ballroom girls, though. If you, I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but RuPaul don't really live for the ballroom girls like that. She don't really
Evidently, she don't do the passion girls either. She don't really
give them all that. You know, she don't really care for it. Like, you know.
Just
that.
To give an update, Portia had just sent out an apology video to the LGBT community.
Girl, too late.
Yeah, we both.
Okay.
But I think the situation, the thing about that show is, like,
but
it's a gag to me every year that they do some shit. Because it's always some girl that you be like, okay, well, yeah. You can sit there and watch the show now and just be like, I know she going to be in the top three. I know she going to be there. I know
exactly.
She going to make it. And I know she going to make
look
it.
How the, look how the show has revolved. Like, bitch, from the beginning of time, you know, they had the girls who was really bringing it. Now she got all these fucking fools on the show. I mean, I know you're trying to make it a variety of the drag queen girls, but, bitch, can you get people who can set their game up?
Y'all remember that bulldog girl she had on there at the beginning of the season from New York, that little ugly black girl, the ugly
vivacious old ass. She looked the fool.
I don't know how she got even past the
gagging that this year because
what y'all thought about her runway?
But
I wanted the ring massage. Michelle Visage is a fucking ballroom girl. For her to sit there on that panel and say, oh, bitch, you walking like you want, like you on your way to a ball or something, bitch. I'm like, bitch, that don't look nothing like any motherfucking way none of us walk. Bitch, don't do that. She like, you got that New York ballroom walk, and the girl
but
I'm
like, gagging
no.
That usually RuPaul, when one of them gets sent away, the gagger is she usually brings
somebody
a girl that should, that went home too early, she usually brings them back. But I
she
guess
can't
because
do it
that.
This season.
But I guess this season, since she kept two girls instead of sending
right.
one of them home, I guess they didn't do that this season.
That's why she did. I was going to say that's why she didn't do it, because they kept two girls. And on top of that, the bitch she sent home, she sent her home way too early. So that wouldn't be fair if, you know, if Trinity skipped all those damn challenges. You know, she didn't do, like, she missed, like, the last 3-4 challenges. So it wouldn't really be fair to the person that came in. The fat girl that gets sent home, the, you know, the last person that gets sent home,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be fair to her or to anybody else that came before, you know, that came, you know, before Trinity. It wouldn't be fair, but it was shade the whole season because, to be honest, it was plugged for Adore or Bianca to win anyway. If you
well,
look
girl,
at the
y'all
way,
me, y'all.
What you mean?
What?
I'm tired of hearing about RuPaul's shade ass, bitch. Let's get to the next TV show.
Who?
Why are you over
it? The RuPaul pissed me off, honey. Okay.
Jasmine.
Oh.
Where did
that bitch come from?
Wait a minute.
I just want to say.
Hold on. Prada, Becky said call her 347-278. You're on the air.
Child, that's what's okay, bad
right
here.
I was going to say about the RuPaul thing, even though y'all ready to get off of it. Trinity, I was tired of every episode. All she had to say is, all I do is lip sync for a profession. All I do is lip sync for my money or as a profession. She ain't know how to sew. She ain't know how to do this. She ain't know how to do that. And you have to be your own around. It was other things. She was just always falling back to, well, yeah. I don't do that. I just lip sync
right.
for a profession. And I was going to say, as far as the HIV thing, I don't think that is something that would have them, you know, kicked off the show because if you want to be real, you can look at Rue and tell that he ain't naturally that skinny.
Oh, Lord.
But,
oh, my.
So, I mean, to say that you can't go far and still be positive.
Oh, no.
No,
caller, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying was every person that has been on that show, that went on that show, and, you know, they gave their story during the, what they call it, the untuck room. The confessional. When they say they have HIV, each person that did it, they went home the following week. That's what I was saying. So, and I noticed
I don't think there's no shade on RuPaul's part. And I also wanted to say is you can look at Ru sometimes when he's interacting with the contestants, and you can see who he just have taken a liking to.
Yeah.
And I think in that sense, I see that he has really taken a liking to Bianca, and I think
Bianca.
She's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the last question I want to ask is, do anybody watch R&B Divas? And do anybody
definitely watch R&B Divas.
I tried to get in tonight, and it was so boring. I almost went to sleep.
I'm gonna let
Kiki
you know
Wyatt
something.
Kiki Wyatt is retarded as hell. I mean, like clinically special. And
hey,
I don't know why she.
About, Kiki.
Yeah.
Man,
and
she's
from her,
man.
What you talking about?
Fucking retarded.
I didn't know she was that weirdo like that. But
what I don't understand about these reality shows, like you got R&B Divas, for example, like why don't y'all have no divas really on there? Like Kiki Wyatt is not really an R&B diva. Like she was just somebody that came out with like one, two songs and that was it. Like
Current divas are not going to be involved with it. Current divas that are in high demand right now, they're not going to be involved because they're doing their thing. So
no,
you sort of have the divas
ones,
of
the
80s and 90s and stuff like that.
Well, you know the object of the show is R&B divas that are from Atlanta. You know, R&B artists are from Atlanta. The object of it is to get people that have been in like you were saying, the 90s. I'm going to let y'all know something, though. That girl, Mila, don't she still got pipes, y'all?
Yeah, she can sing Slap My Soup.
She still got pipes?
No, she don't.
What? You got to be out your mind if she's saying no, she don't. She still got pipes.
I heard her sing it on the damn episode when this camera came in. She's like,
I think Mila gives you, basically, she gives you tweet on keto.
Yeah, it's a difference than having pipes and having a cute vibrato.
When she's saying you want her to tell her, you want to tell her to turn her phone up. That's what she sounds like.
We got a caller, y'all. Hold on. Stay right there, caller. 202-560, you're on the air.
Argument?
Is there a family argument?
What's the difference in the price?
Ain't no difference. The chicken we
fajitas.
Chicken fajitas.
All right,
child. Ooh, this one.
Well, when it comes to the show, I just think they chose to put Trinity with all her weaknesses. Because, bitch, even with Adore, she got her weaknesses on every show. Oh, I can't fucking sew. I can't do this. So blah, blah, blah. So I don't want to say just because
no.
Trinity had her shit going on.
But you
got to
cast the
you
shade,
know.
Though. Cast the shade. Yeah. All you have to do is cast the shade on RuPaul when they know when they do the sing for your life or whatever. When they do that song, have you noticed that they always gear that song towards that one person? Towards like that, just one individual. Have you noticed that? And they make sure they put them in the bottom two so they can send that other person home. Like, for example, when Trinity Bonet, the song she did was very, like, it was geared for her, not for really the other person. No disrespect, but, you know, it was kind of geared for her. So it was like the other competitors, like, they couldn't probably really perform for that song because that's not their type of genre of music. But if you notice, she does that every time. Like, when
wait,
they get
wait,
Trinity,
but Laura, every song that Trinity did, it wasn't, she probably did know two songs. But you get what I'm saying? Those white songs that she did, she had to learn those songs too. So you
she
can't really
no,
say that.
Wait, she didn't do no white songs.
She
song.
Did do a white
she
song.
Whitney,
she did do a white
Shaka
song.
She did Shaka Khan, that Whitney Houston song, I'm Every Woman, and then she did that T-Ball's Waterfall song, when she did the Waterfall song.
And then she did, what was that last song she did with Adore?
The last song she did was what she did with Adora, and she got sent home off that song, and that was fierce, and that, you know, they kind of, you know they cheated, you know they tried it, you know they fucking tried it.
Yeah, they tried it with that Paula Abdul
song,
because she
tried
wrote
it.
Her.
They tried
she
it.
Really
no,
did
I
well.
Was about to cry. I was about to cry.
Well, as far as I can, I know this from personal experience, because Tyra, you know, Tyra who won season, what was it, season two?
No.
Season two. Prior to her leaving for the show, before her, you know, before they went taping and stuff, when she came over to say that she was leaving and stuff like that, they gave her, you know, the producers gave her a list of songs that she had to practice prior to even doing the taping in case, you know, she happened to be up for elimination. So I do know in advance that they are given these lists of songs, and for each episode that they're going to air, not saying that they're going to be in the bottom two, but, you know, just in case, because she was at my house practicing them, actually, and mind you, she never was in the bottom, but, you know, she had them, you know, prepared. So I'm sure that the girls know the songs or whatever, but I see where you're going, I see where you're going, Laura.
Oh, because
no,
when they say that they've been given a song to the
I'm sorry, go ahead.
When they say they've been given a song to, you know, prepare for, you would get the impression that they was given the song the night before or 3 or 4 hours before. So that's something.
No, what I'm saying is that I noticed how RuPaul picked the bottom two, and it's shady because she'll put, like, for example, you can have a song with Fantasia on there. She'll put a black girl up there and put some old white country girl in the bottom, too. Now, you know who the fuck don't get sent home, bitch. This is not, you know, like, now you trying it. Now you fucking trying it.
Well,
you know
they had two white girls singing Aretha Franklin last, I don't know.
Yeah, they
when,
did.
When they did.
I don't know
what
Aretha Franklin.
Jess, we ain't talking about movies yet.
Well, Trinity always said that she was ready to be in the top. I feel like if you was a real accomplished drag queen, even if you don't feel like you're accomplished, if you was a smart drag performer, you would have another outfit under that because some of those songs were high-tempo songs that some people that were in the bottom two. And, you know, it depends on your outfit, how you can move it, your performance as a whole. You get what I'm saying?
Because the fat ass
who just left, she, sorry, no offense, sorry, I don't want nobody cussing me out. But Eva,
no
her,
offense, Calvin.
She just
fuck
did
yeah.
good. She had a long dress on, but the song was fast. I forgot what song it was, but bitch,
but
she ate that song
up. But RuPaul herself said the show is about progression. So if it's about progression, Trinity had progressed every, like, even though she went through her shit the first couple of
so
weeks.
So why you say y'all like Adore, though? Because Adore has gotten better.
Even though Adore has gotten better,
it's about her attitude, too. She has a good aura.
But she's not
even though
polished.
She's not polished, people will want her at the club.
I don't
want
to be her in the club.
I stepped away for a little bit, so I don't know exactly what y'all talked about, but I just want to ask y'all really quickly, just changing the mood a little bit, who's watching Salem?
I was, but I stopped watching it.
I mean, it's okay.
What's that on HBO or something?
I think it's...
Laura, what I did was, I think we had been talking about Game of Thrones, and I watched the whole season because they had the whatever season premiere or whatever on the on my DVR channel. I watched everything, and I caught up on that. So some shows, if you tell me. Well, hold on. I watched season one, and I skipped to season three or four because nobody would tell me, the people on the phone.
Y'all still love talking over each other. I don't even watch Game of Thrones. I think I'm going to watch it this summer. But I want to ask Laura a question. Laura, what do you have on your DVR?
My DVR, to be honest, I'm an old school girl. I'm a person where I like to watch my old costume. I don't really even do... like the TV shows of now. I'm a girl that watched like the Cosby Show, Martin. I watched those type of shows, A Different World, Living Single. I'm still watch my old shows, honey. That was real TV. That was entertainment. Like all this bullshit. Like everybody is like a copycat. It's like okay, you get. You get some CSI show, then you get CSI New York, then CSI Baltimore, then CSI this and then. I mean, girl, how many CSIs do we have to watch? Okay, how many Law and Order?
I really agree with that.
It's just not. But you know, in all honesty,
that's just the circle of life, honey. That's just how it is.
What happened to Dr. Quinn, though?
It is the circle of life.
When you watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, that was the foolish show of all, Mr.
Oh, what happened with Touched by an Angel? You know, they really messed up channel. They really, really messed up CBS.
I used to watch Matlock, girl. I still watch Matlock and Murder, She Wrote.
Laura, you're really telling your age, Laura.
I used to watch Matlock, 227, bitch, Amen, Mr.
The Amen used to come on channel 4.
Girl, I
know the best show, all y'all old school girls, look, y'all not making me old.
I'm sorry. I'm 25. I watch all current shows. I do not live in the past. So we're going to talk about all the new shows that are happening right now on your current
Penny
airwaves.
I can't wait to come on.
That's already started.
I do want to see that as well. Did it start already?
Mary and the Gang.
It started last Sunday.
I don't want to talk about Mary and the Gang, but when you look at the show, it looked like they broken up. So what's going on on that show, Prod?
Well, I just want to, the only thing I want to touch on about Mary and the Gang, bitch, he had really touched my heart when him and his son had that little mama, bitch.
And AP broke down.
The little boy broke down. They had made me steal it. You can tell he loves his kids out of anything. I didn't watch that yet. I watched a little
Mirror in the Game just to watch the game, so it's no shade.
The game and Jim Jones, I just want to do this real quick.
Happy birthday to the icon D Thomas. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, icon D.
Girl, my sideline sister, happy birthday. Fuck that.
But Jasmine.
She's about to get booted too.
Yes. This
Jasmine,
is what I want to
I
tell
want...
you. Here's a show that I would tell you you need to check out. Is Penny Dreadful. That show is hot. You got to check it out.
Yeah, I know. I got it programmed on my DVR, but I don't know if it came on yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It ain't on my DVR because I got a program, too.
I watched the first episode today. Yeah, it's tight.
I'm definitely going to make sure I watch that. I want to talk about really quickly, did anybody go see Spider-Man?
Yes.
Yeah,
man,
I went to go see that movie.
Let me put this phone down. I have not
seen it. Yeah, because I'm going to go
see
that.
You ain't
got to
go nowhere,
there,
Becky.
So.
Becky, calm down.
No, because I hate when people will be like, yeah, you remember that part
no,
where he
no,
was swinging up and down?
No, nobody's
going to
do that. I don't like when people do that, cause especially if nobody sees
it. He died at the end.
I went to see Spider-Man.
This is what I want to say, Jasmine. The box office for the summer is going to be so awesome.
I love when you change what I'm talking about. My God. Bishop, you is too much.
That's because I don't ever get a chance to talk. Because everybody talk over me.
But you wonder why.
Let me mute my phone.
This is why. Yeah, definitely mute your phone until we come to you, honey. I'm going
to
put you in the same dungeon.
I went to see
fucking Spider-Man this weekend. And it was a good... look, y'all done made Bishop hang up. Poor
Ooh.
Bishop, he gone.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Spider-Man was a good movie. I really liked it. You know, it had its little moments and stuff. So if anybody ain't doing nothing this weekend, if you're tired of sucking dick, tired of getting fucked, and all the rest of that bullshit, you're lonely and you have nothing to do, go watch Spider-Man. It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Y'all so stupid. 803-786, you're on the air. Why you do that? 803-786, you're on the air. Okay, caller. I don't know why you do that, but, you know. All right.
Wait, y'all not going to sit here and just pay how Jasmine just threw that read to Ms. Calvin. She said, if you lonely or blah, 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 then you need to go see Spider-Man. That was shade, bitch. I caught that mistake.
I caught that. When I say I'm on my ninth glass of wine, I tell you Jasmine just ate that shit. It's a big ass bottle of wine, honey. Jasmine, stop. Oh my God, I do not drink wine, especially with pink top. Stop it. I don't drink that stuff.
Who's drinking wine with a pink top?
You said it was a big bottle with a pink top, right?
No, I said it's a big bottle. I didn't say it was a pink top. But if you've seen Spider-Man,
you haven't seen Captain America,
you need to see that too. That was really good.
Yeah, definitely. This is what I'm going to say to y'all, and I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. Y'all motherfuckers need to stop doing what y'all doing, and please go watch Godzilla. It comes out next week. Go fucking watch Godzilla.
Kelly.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, trying it.
Yeah,
lucky she's not on the air. Yeah, trying it. But no, Godzilla, I'm so excited about seeing Godzilla, my God, and X-Men. I'm definitely excited about seeing X-Men and Transformers, and I'm even excited about seeing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm excited about seeing Dawn of the Apes. I'm so excited about a lot of stuff this summer. They're gonna be really getting my money. So you know, it's gonna be a blockbuster summer. That's why I'm not doing any shows, because I will just be working and vacationing and doing all these things.
I'll be on roller coasters.
girl.
Bitch, I can't wait to see that movie. I want to see that movie, Fat Pigs Flying to Maybelline.
Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you. But, you know, it definitely was something I wanted to say, and you just reminded me. How could I forget? Oh, my God. I posted it the other day. The trailer for Gotham.
You people need
to watch. If you guys know anything about Batman, ever was a fan of Batman, or whatever, the trailer for Gotham is going to be on Fox. It's going to be a series that comes out this fall. Miss Jada is in it. She plays a villain. She is a crime boss in it.
What movie?
It's a TV show, Gotham. It has to do with Gotham City, Batman. It's about Batman when he was a kid. It's about Catwoman when she was a kid, Penguin when he was a teenager, Poison Ivy, Commissioner Gordon.
Fox.
It's going to be on Fox this fall.
Oh, I got to see it.
And Jada has a major role as the major crime boss of Gotham City. So it's going to be very, very good. I mean, the trailer alone is breaking records.
Let me look
at it. It's going to be really, really good. So I look so forward to this fall. If you guys like Batman, like the story of Batman, Catwoman, Riddler's in it as a young Riddler, young Penguin, young all of them. And the show, you know, it's just going to build up. You know, it starts from the days when Bruce Wayne's mother and father got killed and stuff in the alleyway. And it's just going to be really good. So Gotham, that's what it's called, Gotham on Fox this fall. Watch it.
Jasmine, when you say you are a promoter, bitch, you are a motherfucking promoter, bitch.
They need to pay me for this shit. You know,
she's not even in the show, bitch.
I love when people do other things besides just, you know, sitting there, getting high, getting on a chat line, you know, doing all the apps, watching kitty porn, laying there contemplating suicide one day and then sucking a dick the next day. And, I mean, you know, seriously.
That irritates me, girl.
I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
So, what else, y'all? What else y'all got? What's going on? What else? Anything else
in
media?
You know what show that's been plucking my nerves this season that I have been watching and I used to always watch all the time and I'm over it now? I used to watch American Idol faithfully. This season has been a fucking fool.
I
paid
American Idol because they sent all the black people home.
Except for that one
country black dude.
And the fat black girl, she sent herself home because she said she was too gospel for the show, which I understood because she seems like Kim Burrell. She would have won this motherfucking show if she would stay, but she left. She was over. But they tried to be funny about putting all these black people on there, and then they sent them home when they made the top 20 or something, and they sent all the black people home, and those were the ones that could sing, and then they kept the ones that couldn't sing, like that little girl, she's 16 years old, and they talk about, oh, she sounds wonderful, and she sung Tamala Man Take Me to the King, and she sounded a fucking mess. Like, yeah, y'all cheered that little girl. Like, are y'all kidding me, Miss Jennifer Lopez? You can't even sing either, so I don't even know why she's judging. Like, to me, you know, like, when you know, the show just needs to stop. It just needs to go away because The Voice is over. The Voice has taken over because The Voice be having the girls on their show that can really sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, American Idol, is a flop. It's just a flop
mm-hmm.
now. They're not even
well,
trying
I mean, to I have a question. I agree with you. I agree. You know what? I ain't going to say that on the air. No, I do agree with you. I was going to ask you a question, but then I ain't gonna say it because
Don't do it. It's a motherfucking Gotham trailer, bitch.
Do it for the vibes.
Jasmine,
what you about to say?
Wait. What about, since y'all talking about the American Idol and stuff like that, the only show that I feel like they brought back, like, 90s vibe or a real TV show is Hit the Floor. Do y'all watch that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to Hit the Floor come back on.
I'm going to have to start watching that. I haven't watched that
A TV
yet.
Show that actually means something.
It's called Hit the Floor or Bring It. I thought it was called Bring It.
Hit the Floor.
No, Bring
Hit
It
the floor.
Is the Bring It is the actual dancers. Hit the Floor is a TV show.
Oh, that's show that come on VH1. Have it started yet?
I want to. I haven't seen it yet. Where's Michi?
Oh,
Michi, you still there? Michi.
So, you know, Michi is always gone around this time, so you already know Michi don't last that long.
You better hope he don't pop up with liquor in his system. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, hilarious.
You know what, Jasmine? I'm still on the phone.
Michi, be high. Hold on. Let me see what's going on over here. Oh,
so,
my God.
Question,
so anybody?
Go ahead.
I'm just going to, I'm sure nobody really did. Did anybody watch 24 on Monday?
No. I didn't.
No, I haven't.
I missed that.
It's the first, it was actually the first episode in the new season. I don't know if anybody ever watched 24 in the past, but, you know, I've been watching it for so many years. And they took a, you know, they went off air, they came back with a movie, and then they've been off air for a couple of years now, and now the new season starts again. It started on Monday. It was a two-hour episode. It was phenomenal. So if anybody really watches 24, Jack Bauer, the whole conspiracy, government, you just can't trust nobody. They always trying to take down somebody, some type of terrorist bullshit. That show is so fucking good. I really enjoyed it. So, you know, watch it. Laura, what was you going to say, though?
Oh, no, I was going to say, never mind. I forget, to be honest. I don't, it was about a certain show. But I just, when you were talking about 24, it took me somewhere else. Like, I was, because I used to watch that show a few times, so.
Yeah, 24 is my shit. 24
was on when there was nothing else really to watch on TV, so that's why I watched it. Before it was reality shows.
I remember. I remember 24. I remember when it was like maybe the third season or whatever, and somebody put me on to it, and I watched one episode, and it always leaves you hanging. And, bitch, I couldn't stop. I mean, I watched it for the whole weekend.
Did y'all ever watch this reality show that came on like a couple months ago called Houston Beauty? That show was a fucking Jesus. That show
Yes, I definitely watched that.
Tell me about that, but I never got to watch.
That
beauty
is
school.
A fucking key. I love that.
Yeah, Prada, what's up with that school over there? Prada, what's up with that school for real?
Well, girl, that's like on the south side of town. Like, well, it's like in the Third Ward area. I mean the tranny. I actually know the tranny. Like, you know, we, you know, I done seen her go through her transition. You know, but girl, but yeah, it was a kiki. It was a kiki. No
shit. You gotta get on the show, girl.
You can't start probably
girl,
that, like Reed.
Girl, that's not my cup of tea. I don't do her. And I like getting my hair done, but I don't do her, honey.
That show is a whole bunch of faggots.
Yeah, that show
is
cool.
It was a lot of faggots.
A lot
it's
of shade.
I love it.
I don't know what
came
back on.
Did y'all see that episode when that Bush Queen was fighting that tranny?
I'm going to have to go back and find that. I'm going to have to watch
that.
What
is it called?
Houston
Beauty. Bitch, ain't nobody beauty. And nothing beauty up on that show either.
Okay, because ain't none of them cute at all. Flat out. No shame.
Bitch,
no.
Like, you would get your life. You would get a key off that show.
I'm
going to
look at this fight right now.
Like, when I watch that show, like, I have to smoke me a couple blunts just to, like, get in, because it'd be a key. Like, I love it, because it's just so stupid. I'm like, what child? Whoever did, I'm like, whoever just, like, wrote the point of this show, like, child.
Yeah, that show is a key. It definitely is.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish Oz and those shows would come on right now. That was my show, dude.
Yeah, I loved Oz. I definitely loved Oz. I used to watch Queer as Folk a lot, too. I used to like that show.
Yeah, Queer as Folk.
Girl, the shade is, my mama had got me into looking at Queer as Folk, bitch. I was like, girl, what the fuck you doing watching this shit?
You know what, though? I know, like, I had straight friends that I was at work with back then, like, that I would work with, and they used to really live for that show. Like, they would watch it on a regular basis every week, and I was like, oh, well, like, I never knew. Like, I would never think that, you know, I guess certain people, you know, just certain, like, straight people in a straight community would really just be so into that show. Because, you know, Queer as Folk was kind of, a lot was out there. Yeah, it was out there, baby.
It was a lot going on.
You know, for some miraculous reason, you probably never saw a black person wherever they were staying at. It was real good.
It was.
Yeah, it was really good.
I didn't like Noah's Ark.
I was about to say that. I never got into Noah's Ark. At all.
Girl, I love that, girl. I love that.
I didn't, Jasmine,
it was so
as you.
It's
I
so Cali,
no
but
either.
It's so Cali. It's so fake to me. Like, that child, like, who, like, what gangs really do that? Like,
so she meets a piece of trade. They start a relationship. He just so happens to be in an industry or some type of crap stuff. It was a kiki all the way around.
It was. Like, they had a few good episodes or whatever. And I actually like how they kind of appreciated the ballroom community because they still had the ballroom community on their show at one point. They had Kitty and all them, so that was cute. So,
well, I mean, yeah. I guess it was something worth watching back in the day.
Yeah. It was entertaining. Yeah.
And the shade is, bitch, I was watching that the other night, bitch, on Monday, bitch, my shade.
And that boyfriend,
bitch, I got both
there.
Of the seasons.
Oh,
wait, well, okay, chicken and
ooh,
crazy. Ooh, Trey too, no shade. Alex and Trey, the big one.
Uh-huh.
It was fine too, bitch.
Crazy.
Yep, go ahead, honey.
God, bitch. That show gave me very
weak. And this man was finna beat this tranny ass on this Houston show.
Girl, that was not a man. That was a faggot, girl. That wasn't a man.
Oh, well, bitch, when that hat came off, bitch, and she looked about 35 years old. I was like, this man looks so cute. He trying to fight this tranny.
Is Shamika still here?
I was like, oh, my goodness. No, her call is
Shamika. No, Shamika's there.
She must have fell asleep.
Can I ask y'all a question?
No, I didn't fall asleep, y'all.
Okay.
I knew she was here.
Go ahead, Laura.
I want to ask you a question in real time. Mm-hmm. Are you really a real girl, or are you... No, I'm serious. Like, are you really a real girl because, like, I don't know.
Not in a bad way,
but, like, I don't know.
Them reads that she be coming off will be cutting. It be a key to me.
It be cutting like
her and
you
Tiffany
like
are the
queen.
Her and Tiffany both them queens. So.
No. No,
if I heard it, I had no gay friends.
No, I do. No. Nah, see, that's where y'all get that twisted. I don't know who said that. I think it was Dick who said. Somebody said that. I don't want to throw out names. Somebody said that. Okay, over a year ago, my friend introduced me to the ballroom scene. His name is Trevor. He's in the room, but he's barely in there. So he like threw me into it and knew I was into it because I met him at school going to college. So we became friends, and he introduced me to the ballroom scene. And I just became more outwitted and more indulged in it. So I started calling in when he told me about the show. I started calling in once I was in a group. I started calling in. And he'll be like, bitch, call in. Say what you got to say or whatever. So he really, like, you know, got me, like, gave me kind of, like, the juice to, like, want to get on and talk to Kelly. You know, I used to call in on Monday night. He's not as active in the room, so y'all don't see. Like, but he tags me in a lot of stuff nowadays because he's about to graduate this
next week or so or something like that.
Shout out to
Trouble
for graduating.
Yeah, he's getting his degree, yes.
So you saying you're a woman?
Yes, I am a woman.
I'm a woman.
I'm a woman. and that's my real friend. That's my, and when my mom was in, when she was in labor with me, my gay cousin is the one. So I was raised around gays. It wasn't like I don't have gay friends. I was raised around gays. So
see now you get long winded like Bishop.
Who?
She's not that bad.
And then I used to sit on a party line for like high school and just go toe to toe with like the gays trained me. So I was like a mini minion, like Calvin
so
and say, I was a minion.
Wait, so you
on New Orleans Ravens.
You used to be in a party line room.
Yes,
so
but
you
I was
fish
young,
in the room.
So,
oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Junk,
that's
they
right.
taught me how to read.
And that's right. The party line taught me how to read, too.
Yeah, me too, when I was young.
They used to start messing when I wasn't on the phone. So by the time I got to the phone, they was like, bitch, just so talking about you. So I used to go off and not know, and they set my ass up. Just to test me to see how good, you know, so.
Baby, that's no shame. I know a lot of people, if it is people listening still, probably like, well, how can you learn stuff from the party line? No, like, when the party line was the party line back in the day, you, like, I'm pretty sure when Amika first called, I know when they got her ass together on
yes,
the line. But I know years and years passed. Bitch, you got
yeah,
back
they had
with
a guy
that.
On there. They lied and said a guy raped me on there. Like, that we met up for Halloween, and they heard my mom in the background saying she was almost done sewing my costume, all type of dumb shit. Like, they made up so many lies about me, saying my mom made my Halloween costume, and I went trick-or-treating with this older man on there,
too.
And he raped me. Like, all type of stuff. Like, they said all type of shit about me.
The party line was the original catfish.
It was.
That's the real tea.
That's
and,
original.
You know, you had the girls like Calvin, that, you know, sounds skinny on the phone probably, and then, you know, she read for years. And then, you know, when it comes to social media, then you find out Miss Calvin got a Facebook, then you go to her Facebook and be like, bitch, you've been on this party line for years and you read, you know.
But the thing I used to do is sometimes I used to hustle a lot. So I used to find out the older women, the older, like, actual women, biological women, get pee because they were having babies with other people on the phone line. And I let them see my pictures, so they were like, oh, she's a pretty little girl, but I never let them, like, see me in person. So I used to go off on them, tell them about their baby daddies and all that, no ear hustle and know all their business. So they used to say they was going to beat me up, come find me. They said they was going to drug me and do all type of stuff to me.
Bitch,
but I never let them see
my pictures.
They was
on drugs, man.
Well, y'all
in this English, honey. I don't know where y'all get y'all speaking from, huh?
No.
Jason can't say
like,
dog.
No. Drug as in put something in somebody's drink, drug, not drink.
Oh, okay.
Drug
I was
going to
say him.
No, baby.
I was
going to
say you sound like Jason.
Really well. I know it's speak really well. Drug as in put slip a Mickey in somebody's drink.
Man, I missed the
party line. The party line was the original part. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, like in the 90s, we used to be sitting on the party line while we were supposed to be in school or something. Like, say we had the day off of school and it was a holiday or something. Bitch, we'll be on that party line, bitch, and it would be over, bitch. I mean.
Baby, you ain't gotta tell me nothing, baby. I used to be on the party line, honey. Trust the plug.
Oh, okay.
I used to be
on
the party line in school. It's no shame. I'm sorry.
I would never meet nobody up the party
you
line. No. I would just go in the group.
I didn't meet anybody in person.
Neither. I would never meet nobody up that party line. I would just sit there and read. Because, I knew who everybody was on the party line. No, I knew who everybody was in my city. Because, like, you know how somebody would say a message, say, oh, I'm on such and such. Avenue and blah, 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 street that, you know, like, I'm here. And then you get into that voice, you be like, girl, that's such and such. Oh, fuck that mistake. Oh,
no, but Laura, for real, they had this white girl on the party line who wanted to be down. She was from New Orleans, but she was, like, from, like, Metairie a little bit. And they actually got the girl to come to the hood, drop her kids off, like, they was going to watch the babies and they was going to go out the club. And they beat the fuck out of her in front of the store. Like,
why?
Why
would they do
that? She was talking shit over the phone, and she was stupid enough to come around the house. That was so stupid. And they beat the shit out of her. She thought she had daycare and everything. They beat the shit out of her in front of her baby. That was really cool.
Did this nigga have some party line?
They should have beat the shit out of her. How you leave your children with a chat line up?
Exactly. But she thought that was another thing. Your friends, you know, they had girls come up missing. That's why I never played that, because, like, in New Orleans, they was, like, raping girls on the party line. They had girls come up missing. They were, like, killing girls. Like, you know, it was dangerous, like, being a party line and meeting people in New Orleans. It was. At that time, it was really dangerous, like, meeting people.
But you know what? That was everywhere. The party line was, like, a place where you're not really, you shouldn't really meet nobody up there. It was just there to have a kiki session, read, have fun. Actually, you get to a group of girlfriends. Like, you actually built your group of girlfriends being on that party line.
Laura,
like, some real girlfriends.
I have one best friend. She's been my friend for almost 6 years. I gave her all my homecoming pictures, all my prom pictures, and I still talk to her every day to this day. She's 46 years old, and she lives in Dallas. I talk to her every day. I met her on the party line. I talk to her every day. Every day.
Yeah.
What is going on with this guy getting...
This guy getting killed in Philly off a Grindr. What was all that about?
Oh, the white
guy.
I didn't see the story. I just saw a post.
Was it Grindr or Jack?
They say Grindr.
It was Grindr.
Funny thing is that.
It's an app
that gays use. It's the same thing as all these old stupid ass gay sites that these girls keep getting on, trying to meet somebody, trying to get
good.
The man was in an open relationship, right? And so he told his boyfriend that he was going to meet somebody. He's in a long distance open relationship. So he called his boyfriend and told him, I'm going to meet this dude, you know, and, you know, just hang out with him, blase, blase. So he ended up going to the dude. I think he went to, like, the dude house or whatever, and then his friend didn't hear from him for, like, a couple of days. And then after that, they went to look for him, and then all of a sudden they traced it, and they, you know, the man pretty much fucked him up. Like, he killed them. That was it. And that was that. And they traced it to the app because of what the situation took place.
The problem is, like, how somebody had made that post about how the straight women and the men was disrespected in the group because of somebody calling them fish and this and that. First of all, when y'all in trade and all, when y'all faggots let these outside, I call them outsiders. When you let these outsiders into your let them with his lingo and let them know what's what, that's dangerous. Just like if a faggot come and be like, oh, yes, look at trade. Trade is not supposed to know what trade means. Nowadays, if a bitch say trade, a bitch get punched in their motherfucking face.
Uh-huh.
Because they know what it means.
Okay, so
why
this is
these
what I'm reading
people?
Right now. And this is what I'm reading right now. Basically, this is what I guess straight society is suggesting for all you girls who are meeting people on these apps and stuff. Before you meet up with a online hookup, tell a trusted friend or family member where you are going and what time you should be back.
Don't
so
nobody
call your
do
girlfriend
that?
And let them know, honey.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I always do.
Number
whenever.
Two.
Oh.
Number
apparently
two.
The dumb girls
two.
Don't do that.
Number two, avoid meeting a complete stranger at their home or inviting them to yours. Instead, meet them in a public place like a coffee shop or mall. By meeting in a public place, you are ensuring that should anything happen, there will be other people to witness the event and or assist you if needed. Number three, arrange your own transportation. Never let your hookup pick you up from or drop you off at a private location. And number four, and the most important, always use protection. And that is your public service announcement by these people. Bottom line is, carry a motherfucking weapon.
And why do these straight men, was it a straight man that killed him? Because at the end of the day, why do these straight people know what all these gay apps are?
No, what happened, this is what happened. It was a straight man that got on the gay app and he set the man up basically and
that's what
killed
I'm saying. How do they know what the fuck the app is?
The same way all the girls get
the
on the straight people shit.
It's easy.
Do you remember
that
episode of Catfish when that white guy was portraying to be the girl for the black guy? And then when
yeah.
they found out
okay,
the was, shit, it
was
the white
guy. Was evil.
That was
he was bad. He
was
said he
evil.
Did it because... He did it because he shouldn't have been cheating out his girlfriend and all the rest of that stuff. These are the craziest motherfuckers out there.
This is why I said, y'all need to do it the old-fashioned way before they had technology. Go to a bar, go to a club, go out.
A public place?
A public place and meet. And, you know, you can meet cool people at a public place. You don't have to go on these websites.
I'm going to take you
because
back.
Websites,
I'm going to take you
you're
back.
Not
gonna
find
this
a
is what you do.
On a website.
This is,
girl, they got
this
crazy
is what you do. When you
too.
At the airport.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I keep getting this message. This is what you do. Oh. Next time you're at the bathroom in a public place like the, you know, airport, bus station, Port Authority, anything, when you're using the bathroom, just peek at the person next to you and the urinal or whatever, and y'all can do it from there. That's
you're gonna, they're
going to
beat
it.
Your ass in that
urinal. Try to give somebody a shot.
Hell no.
That's why I say even in the public, bitch, you still not safe.
And Port Authority, I mean, that's everybody know what Port Authority gave, honey. You meet them up in the bathroom.
It was a mess.
Yeah, you're not even safe in the public anymore.
All right, well, on that note, I'm about to wrap it up around here, so I'm going to give everybody a chance to say their good night. So I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way on up to the top. And unfortunately, if you got disconnected, you're at the bottom, so I'm sorry. But Laura, say good night.
Good night, y'all.
Thank you, Laura. Mika, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Prada, say good night.
This way. Good night.
Good night. Justin, say good night.
Good night.
Joelle, say good night.
Good night, everyone.
Michi, are you still there? Well, Michi says good night, everybody. Jason, say your good night.
Good night, everyone. Be blessed. Be safe. Have fun. Fun. Don't sit in the house and be miserable. Don't be bitter because it makes your breath stink. See you next Tuesday.
Good night, Jason. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. Fuck all the foolery and fuckery and foolishness out there, honey. Everybody get a life and do something positive with yourself. Summer's here. Enjoy your summer. Be safe. Be healthy. Be blessed. And, you know, do it that way. We'll be back on Monday for this We'll be back Monday for the weekend recap with Kelly, Rodney, and everyone. Next Tuesday, we'll be back with Trash Talk Tuesdays and the Reading Battle Royale. And we will be back next Wednesday for another episode of the State of Emergency show. Everyone, be safe, be happy, be blessed. Fuck you if you don't like me. Fuck you if you don't like this show. And, yeah, go kill yourself. On that note, good night. Bye-bye.